Well, Randy Alvia coming in 24-16. Boyd Britton in his 19th year at the Alvia helm. Jim Cagle, the assistant. Alvia's second trip ever to the state tournament from the South Central. And Alvia, of course, the big story is Alvia just on a run. They've won five in a row, but what a run it was at the end of the year. Only giving up three runs in their last four games. It's going to take that kind of pitching tonight against a very talented North Polk team.
And Alvia's going to have to come across with a little bit of offense, and it's going to be tough tonight against Jacob Hadaway, the pitcher for the North Polk Comets. Jacob has pitched 58 innings this season and has 103 recorded strikeouts. His ERA is 0.84. He has given up 30 hits and 24 walks in that 58 innings. So 0.84 is pretty respectable for a high school pitcher.
And North Polk also has some great hitting. They, as I mentioned earlier, they have four kids who made All-District. Grant Lang is an outstanding junior catcher. He hit 345 on the season with three homers and 27 RBI. And then they've got a really good outfielder, junior Reed Smith, who hit 433. And he's got good speed for them, 19 out of 22 in stolen bases. And Cole Jackson, a good infielder for them. Jackson is not in the starting lineup tonight, but he can appear, and he made it as a utility player for them. So they just have a lot of depth. They have eight players who hit over 300 this season, so very balanced attack. And it's going to be up to Ethan Gray to get that attack stopped tonight. Ethan, of course, has had a great year pitching. We talked to his dad a little bit ago. He's had an outstanding season. And actually, he's only 4-2 as a pitcher. But his ERA is very, very good, 2.11, and opponents have only hit 206 against Ethan. Alvia's got seven hitters who've hit over 300 this year, led by Brett Leshen at 475. Brett's also hit five home runs. And Griffin Osing really came on late in the year to hit 414, and Ethan Gray at 360. So this is going to be an interesting ball game. Certainly North Polk a heavy favorite, but Alvia has played some great teams this year. They defeated Twin Cedars, number two in Class 1A. They played Sheraton, a couple of close games there. They defeated Van Meter, which is in the finals up here at the state tournament. They played some tough ball clubs, and it's going to be an interesting game, and we're looking forward to it. The umpires for tonight's game behind the plate will be Wayne Wubker of Ayrshire. The first base umpire will be Marshall Cotton of Mount Pleasant. We saw him earlier this year. Terry Weisenborn from Exira will be at second base, and Micah Shaw from Mount Pleasant will be at third. Those are the umpires for tonight's game. The park here at South Principal Park, 335 down the lines and a hefty 400 in straightaway center. But what makes this so tough as a ballpark, this is a AAA ballpark and one of the best in the country, is that you've got a very tall fence out there, and it would take a major poke to hit one out of here. We want to also take a moment. We talked to Bill Saylor earlier, and Bill's going to be helping us as always during the play-by-play. His son, Scott Saylor, is the guy that kind of runs this tournament up here with Smokey Bar. And Scott's everywhere up here. And he won a big award we want to talk about later in the broadcast. Scott did. Lots of great sponsors, and we hope we can bring you an Alvia victory tonight. That's the goal. That's what we're going to try to do. And we're just seconds away from the first pitch of this ball game. You know, you look at area teams that have done well in the state tournament in past years. A lot of them have been up here, but when you really get to the winners, the last area championship was Davis County in 2A in 2011 behind Marching and Matthews, those two great war horses they had as pitchers. Centerville won it in Class 2A in 2008, Knoxville in 2002, and then you had to go to a 4A school, Ottumwa, back in 1997 and 1996. Pella Christian won the state tournament in 2A in 1994, and then Centerville in 1988. Southern Iowa has been well represented up here, but that's really basically the only state championships that Southern Iowa teams have won in the various classes, but that's still pretty lofty. When you compare that to Key Lansing, they hold the overall record. They've won nine state championships in the state baseball tournament. Of course, it's wonderful to be here at Principal Park, the home of the Iowa Cubs. This tournament used to be, I believe, in Marshalltown, Bill. Yeah, Marshalltown for years.
Till 05.
Till 05, and it's wonderful to be here now. And this is just a great ballpark, and I want to talk to you about that in a little bit. Bill, you and Randy got it all figured out over here?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear from Bill and Randy right throughout the course of the game. These two guys have been alongside all season long. Bill back from his Canadian fishing trip where he stripped Canada of its national resources. had a good time up there, and he's back on the golf course, and he's up here. This guy does a remarkable job. I'm not even going to tell him your age, but you are an example, and they just saluted you here at Principal Park a little bit ago. How about that?
Surprise.
He throws rings around us, Randy, and of course, you and I have done a lot of games this year, too, and had a good time, anyway, we're going to have a good time tonight. Albia Blue Demons, the home team tonight. Boyd Brenton making his way into the dugout. And Scott Fry, we want to thank Scott. He's the board operator tonight, and there's none better. He does a great job in there. And, Scott, we will just tell you here from Principal Park, it's a beautiful night for baseball. And Bill and I and Randy, you hear a lot of things that go out over the air, and we have a good time bringing the games all season long. But if you only saw or heard the second game, that's the stuff we do off the air and talk about. It would be even more entertaining. Well, the Albia Blue Demons go out on the field right now. Albia dressed in those pinstripe blue and white pants, kind of royal blue jerseys, red trim, red Albia, and then the white and blue caps. Blue Demons out on the field. North Polk's the visiting team, and we're going to know something about this game, I think, very early, Randy.
North Polk dressed in gray with red lettering, looking very reminiscent of the Cleveland Indians with their uniforms. They will send Grant Schiltz to the plate first. I guess our first pitch is due at 8:05. Hopefully we can start just a couple of minutes sooner.
Ethan Gray is completing his warm-ups out on the mound. Now, the winner of this game will play Carroll Kemper. Carroll Kemper won the first game tonight, and they defeated Spirit Lake. Carroll Kemper now 29-6. And the winner of this game will play here on Thursday at 8 o'clock at night. So we'll tell you more about that later. Do want to remind you that Sheraton Class 3A gets underway tomorrow, and we'll be on the air here at Principal Park, and we'll be on the air at 5:15 tomorrow. That's right, 5:15 tomorrow night, Sheraton taking on Clear Lake. That's going to be a big matchup. Clear Lake's only lost three. Sheraton, ranked seventh in the state, has only lost five. And then we're up here for the semifinals in Class 1A on Thursday. Twin Cedar Sabres, they've already dethroned the defending state champion, Martinsdale St. Mary's. And the Sabres will be taking on number one ranked Newman Catholic of Mason City. And that will be Thursday. We'll be on the air with that at 11:30 in the morning. So we have lots more baseball coming your way here from Principal Park, the AAA home of the Iowa Cubs. And we're ready to go here. Baseball action. Let's take a look at Albia defensively. Austin Luce is at first, and O'Leary is at second, of course, and we're talking about Austin O'Leary, Vic Sanders at short, Griffin Osing at third, Hugh Sinclair in left, Brett Leshen in center, Bryce Leshen in right, Gabe Grabert behind the plate, Ethan Gray on the hill, the first pitch, and it's low for a ball. Leading it off is, as Randy said, none other than Schiltz.
Right fielder Grant Schiltz.
Right-handed batter, wide stance, there's a strike. Good fastball by Ethan Gray. One ball, one strike. Just a beautiful night. The sun's trying to get out here in the waning moments of this evening. As we're underway, Ethan Gray into the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball fouled off to the right, and this one's going to go out of play. Gabe Grabert gives chase, but not enough room. One ball, two strikes.
Grant Schiltz batting .337 for the year for the North Polk Comets. Pretty good leadoff hitter at .337.
One ball and two strikes to him. North Polk ranks second in the state of Iowa in Class 2A. The pitch by Ethan, way high, and the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On deck for them, Reed Smith, their all-district outfielder. Gray works quickly. That's when he's at his best. And he just misses ball three, 3-2. Well, one thing that's going to be a real key to this game is for him to get ahead of the hitters and not walk anybody. That's been the key to his success. This one's fouled straight back. Big rip that time by Schiltz. The Comets of North Polk. Ethan Gray again ready to go to work. Here's the pitch, and just missed ball four.
Look good from up here, Rich.
That's not where you want to start out. Here's Reed Smith, left fielder.
Reed Smith batting .433 for the year for the Comets. Left-hand hitter.
All-district performer, left-handed batter. Schiltz is a threat to steal at first. They'll have to hold him close. Luce does. Gray steps off, fakes the throw over. Left-handed batter, Reed Smith. Just a junior. The pitch from Gray. He squares to bunt. He puts one down. Back to Gray. Throw to second. And not in time. Gray's throw was high. He had him at second, but he pulled O'Leary up off the bag. By the time he came down, it was too late. And that's got to be fielder's choice for the batter and an error on the pitcher, I do believe. He won. We'll see how they score it. And they may just say, Rody save on the fielder's choice. We'll wait and see. Nope, it's an error. Official scores here at Principal Park. That's the only way you could score it, I think. He certainly had the lead runner there, but the throw was just too high, and Ethan had a lot of time. He just simply didn't put it where he needed to. And there's another bunt. This one's down. That's problematic. Gray flips to first. Great play that time by Ethan. North Polk playing for the run as Russell Green, the shortstop, put down a bunt to advance the runners. Gray barehanded it, flipped to loose for the putout, and advancing to second goes Reed Smith. Grant Schultz to third. Boy, if he'd have got that lead runner on the previous play, Albie would be on the verge of being out of this.
Brandon Corey up, the number four hitter for the Comets.
He's a senior.
And batting 434 for the year.
Ground ball backed. Oh, great play there by Gray.
That was a comebacker to Gray. Gray turns around, fires it to third. And we get Grant Schultz, who was off the bag about 10 feet, tried to get back in time. Griffin Osing laid the tag on him, and there are two outs.
And they got him anyway. They should have had him at second, didn't they? Got him over at third as he took too big a turn. Fielder's choice is Green's at first. Here's Brandon, or rather Jake Hathaway now. Right-handed. They got him anyway. The pitcher,
Jake Hathaway, batting 372 for the Comets.
And that's strike one to him. So now first and second, but now there are two out. Gray goes to work. The pitch, nice stop by Gravert. One thing Gabe does, sometimes you get a little bit of a knock on Gabe's arm, but nobody will ever question his pitch blocking ability. He keeps the ball out in front of him, and he did a nice job that time. Two out, two on. Albia trying to get out of first inning trouble here. Gray will work off the stretch. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Good fastball at the knees. One ball and two strikes. One and two. Hathaway has had an outstanding year. He was all district. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper. Hit to the shortstop. Sanders has it. Long throw. It's low, and they won't get him. And now they've got two men standing on third. Albia can get this runner out. Get out of the inning.
Run. Adam,
and great
run,
job
Adam,
by Lewis.
Adam,
throw. They got him. Austin
oh
Lewis.
Oh, my.
Just
what
did a great
what a
job.
What a running error on North Polk. What a running error.
What happened there, Randy, is the third? You had the runner. The ball was hit that time by Hathaway, the shortstop. Vic Sanders kind of crow-hopped and wound up. You knew that was going to happen, and he threw it away. And Austin Lewis quickly retrieved it. But what North Polk's runners did, they immediately had the runner at second head for third while the runner at third was holding up. Austin Lewis took the ball, ran at both runners, made one commit, then flipped it to the second baseman, O'Leary, to get the put out at second, retire the side. That play was very, very much, Randy, like we saw with Prairie City Monroe, where Albia won in that game by a score of 2-1. It was a big, big base running mistake by North Polk. In fact, in that inning, North Polk made two very big base running mistakes. They took too wide a turn at third. Ethan Gray was able to pick that runner off, the lead runner, and then this time they had two men actually standing on third. Austin Luce played it perfectly, just running out them, made one of them commit, and was able to throw and get the put out on the tag.
And all that action without a hit.
And Albia dodged a very, very big bullet here in the top of the first because North Polk really, really came on there. But Albia did some good defensive work. And that's one thing we have to say about the Blue Demons. They've been working on situations like that intensely for the last week. And right there, it sure paid off. Totals on the inning.
For the Comets, there were no runs, no hits, two errors, and two left on base.
Albia now comes to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Hugh Sinclair comes to the plate for Albia. Hugh is the quintessential leadoff man. He's got a good eye. He gets on a lot with walks. Right now, he takes it
Low for a ball.
Low for a ball. Ball one. Hugh Sinclair, just a junior. Hugh on the year hitting at 273. Right-handed batter. Hadaway on the mound for North Polk, and it's high ball two. Jake Hadaway. And we mentioned about Hadaway, 7-1 on the year with a .84 ERA. This guy's talented. He is a senior. There's a strike on the inside corner, 2-1. I'll tell you, Bill and Randy, that Albia defense there was a little shoddy, but when they had to make the play, they did it.
Uh-huh. But that was a major, major base running error by North Polk Alleman.
How many times do you make two errors in an inning and get out unscathed? Mm-hmm. Albia did. Just got a piece of it, Sinclair, and the count remains 2-2. I mean, usually when you make two errors and you walk the leadoff mm-hmm. man, you're in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no score here in the bottom of the first. Hugh Sinclair would like to start something going and change all of that. Here's the pitch from Hadaway. Outside, full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
Hugh Sinclair has a very good eye up there.
Which makes him
the quickest leadoff hitter.
Bet. But he just took strike three, and sometimes that happens when you are a little too patient. One down. Here's Ethan Gray. What a year he's had. Ethan, of course, is a pitcher, but also is a hitter. He's hitting at 360 on the year, and we've seen him deliver a lot of key hits throughout the course of the season. To win games, as
Ethan
a matter
Gray
of fact.
Gray has carried the Blue Demon baseball team this year on the mound. He bats from the left side. And so far tonight, in the top half of the first inning, he's not thrown that badly.
Ball one to Ethan. Here's a pitch from Hadaway, and that's outside ball two. Two balls, no strikes. On deck for Albia, it's the number three hitter. And, of course, that is Brett
Legend.
Here's the 2-0 pitch to Gray. And it's a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Boyd Britton coaching at first, Jim Cagle at third for the Blue Demons.
Blue Demons in the third base dugout tonight at Principal Park.
Here's the pitch from Hadaway. Check swing, and it's high for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Wow. So Hadaway's went three balls on both the first two hitters.
Lots of blue behind the third base dugout tonight. A lot of them on their feet.
Ball four, Gray draws the base on balls, and Ethan will trot down to first and bring Albia's leading home run hitter, Brett Leshin, to the plate, number 12. Brett's had a great year. He's the leading hitter for the Blue Demons this year, hitting at .475. And we missed him there late in the year. He had a case of mono, came back quickly from that, and is back to his old self pretty much. Gray, short lead at first from the stretch, Hadaway. Brett Leshin awaits. Here's the pitch. And it's going to be low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Austin Luce is on deck. Nice crowd here tonight. Randy mentioned that. A lot of blue and a lot of red for North Polk. Again, a short lead by Gray. Hadaway brings it to the plate. There's a shot. Base hit to right. Down into the right field corner. Gray will head to third, and he's going to be in standing up. And Leshin's into second, head first. The ball gets away from the shortstop. Ethan Gray comes in to score, and the Blue Demons lead at 1-0. And that's a double for Brett Leshin down the right field line. The ball got away from the shortstop on the throw to second to try to get Leshin. Gray took advantage of it, came in to score, and Albia jumps on top 1-0. Leshin's at second. One out, and that brings to the plate Austin Luce. And that's just exactly where he wanted to hit the ball here, I think. This is a big outfield. It's a triple-A ballpark, and we've seen in earlier games that we've done tonight and on Friday night that if you hit the ball, if you get around late and hit it down there, it's just nothing but trouble in these ballparks.
I think we got blood on Brett Lesh, and he's coming into the dugout from second base. The umpires have stopped the game.
And they'll take care of that. He's not injured. He went in head first, and I think he has a scrape there. And they'll deal with that quickly.
Umpires are over there watching the first aid people work.
And that is an error now. It's been charged to the shortstop. Bill noted it, and so do the scorers here at Principal Park. An error charged to the shortstop, Russell Green, for North Polk, allowed Gray to score on that.
But we are giving
a double for Leshin.
You gave him a double. Okay.
Austin Luce will come to the plate here when we resume. And Brett's ready to go, and he'll trot back out there. Number 12, he's a tough kid. great football player, Alvia High School quarterback, and everybody's looking forward to his senior season at quarterback.
Got a bandage around the right arm, just below the elbow.
Austin Luce, one of the great defensive first basemen throughout Southern Iowa, comes to the plate, number 7. Runner in scoring position, Albie leads it 1-0. Here's the pitch, it's a strike on the inside corner.
Austin Luce, Albie a first baseman at the plate, takes first pitch for strike one.
Wade Wubker behind the plate from Ayrshire, the umpire. Austin has that open stance, wide open stance. Waves the bat around, awaits the pitch from Hathaway. Good cut that time, but he misses it, strike two. On deck, it's Gabe Grabert. Grabert's batting in the number 5 spot tonight. Him and Osing sometimes switch off 5 and 6. Osing's back in the 6 spot tonight. Hathaway has a good breaking pitch, good fastball. He's ahead in the count 0-2 now to lose. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike 3. Austin knew it. And Albia now has taken 2 called third strikes here in the first inning. Leshen still at 2nd. 2 down, and here's Gabe Grabert. Gabe, left-handed batter, Albia catcher. He's a senior. 303 hitter on the year. He's had a home run, driven in 9. It's good to have him back at full strength. He had an injured leg earlier in the year, late in the year. Been hitting the ball very, very hard of late. Here's the pitch from Hathaway. Takes a strike. Albia being very selective here in the early going.
Gabe came on after the season started. He, of course, was on that soccer team. He was a goalie on the soccer team that made that state tournament run, was beat out in substate, and he come in, we'd played about 3 or 4 games before Gabe got to the ball camp.
And he went fishing that time. He's in the hole 0-2, and he was all academic for the state soccer. Good young kid. This Albia team is full of terrific young men. They're not just good ball players, but they've got good character for the most part, certainly. And boy, Brunet says that as Jim Cagle. Kravert steps out. He calls time. Wubker, the umpire.
Gabe is going to the University of Northern Iowa after the completion of the baseball season.
No balls, 2 strikes to Gabe Grabert. Hathaway ready to go to work. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's way outside, ball 1. Leshen's at 2nd. He was not credited with an RBI on that double because Gray scored on an error by the shortstop, Green. But nonetheless, Albie leads it 1-0. That's what's important. 1-2 strikes now to Grabert. The pitch from Hathaway. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Hathaway strikes out the side, but not before Albia comes up with 1 run on 1 hit, 1 error, 1 left. We've played 1 here at Principal Park. It's the Albia Blue Demons 1 and North Polk, the Comets nothing. And we'll be back as we head to the second inning right after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Jan Stalzer and Phil, Jan, and Jake wish the Blue Demons all the best at the state tournament. Go get North Pope.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at Principal Park, the AAA home of the Iowa Cubs in Des Moines, Iowa. What a beautiful night for baseball. 2A action state baseball tournament. Carol Kemper won earlier tonight, and the winner of this game will be playing the winner of this game between the Albia Blue Demons and the North Polk Comets. Albia leads it 1-0 as we head to the second inning. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, and we're ready to go here for the second inning. Leading off will be Wyatt Hogue, second baseman for the Comets. Wyatt Hogue, Albia leading it 1-0. That's the way we wanted to start, and that's the way it has started.
Wyatt Hogue is a 365 hitter, batting in the number 6 hole for the Comets.
Hogue's a senior, too, Randy. They are sprinkled with lots of juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. More of a veteran club than Albia. They do have uniforms, like you said, very similar to the Cleveland Indians, don't mm-hmm. they?
Yes, they do.
Wide stance, open stance by Hogue. The pitch from Gray. Ground ball to Sanders. Fix got it. The first to lose, 1 down. That's the way to start an inning. 1 away. And that brings to the plate for North Polk, Grant Lang.
Grant Lang batting 343 for the year. Does the catching for the North Polk Comets. Also batting in the seven hole.
Lang, an all-district performer for them in the Central District of Class 2A. They had four players on the all-district team. Another left-handed batter. Outstanding catcher for the Comets. He pulls one foul down the first baseline, strike one. Nice crowd on hand tonight. You know, earlier, look, in fact, gentlemen, look at the nice rainbow out past right field.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that's a good sign
looks
for
like
tonight's game.
Looks like it's right over Newton.
And we're getting ready to go. We mentioned the other night they used about 750 baseballs in this state tournament. The other night we saw what seemed like about 100 of them go out of here. I'm exaggerating that, but we saw so many foul balls in the Twin Cedars Martinsdale game. It was unbelievable.
One Twin Cedars batter knocked 11 of them out of the yard.
Hard hit ground ball to Sanders. He bobbles it, comes up with it, long throw. Got it. Oh, no, he called him safe. And I thought they had gotten him at first loose with a big stretch. Vic bobbled it momentarily, and with that speed of Lang, he just couldn't quite get him, so that is yet another Albie error, three errors, and this is a team that has been fielding so well all season long, and they're having trouble right now. And Vic's made a couple of bad throws here already. And I think what he has to do here, he's playing almost on the edge of the grass at short. I notice the other teams have been watching up here. They're playing farther in at that shortstop position, and I think Vic's going to have to do that if he's going to be able to get some of these runners. So that brings to the plate with a runner at first now, Clay Corey, the center fielder.
Clay Corey batting 278 for the Comets.
Right-handed batter. Number eight hitter, Hillebo's on deck. North Polk certainly showed in the first inning a willingness to bunt and try to advance the runners. Let's see what they do here with one out. That may have changed things. The runner's going. There's the pitch, and it gets by Gravert. And easily into second base goes Lang, and that's a wild pitch on Ethan Gray. Boy, those errors. We dodged a couple of those in the first inning with the walk. But you can't continue to play like that, or you're not going to be able to dodge it forever. Hopefully Albia can this time. The advantage Albia has if they're in the bottom of the order.
Albia's committed three errors already and is just atop of the second inning.
And I have to agree, Bill Saylor and I are just talking here. I'll pick that thought up in a minute. That's low for ball. That call, I think, by Marshall Cotton at first base at Mount Pleasant, I really thought that Hogue was out at first quite easily, actually. It was close bang-bang play, but I think Sanders had him. Nice stop by Gravert. There's ball four. And now Corey's on base, and here's Hillebo coming up. So the Comets have first and second. And one out, the number nine hitter Hillebo comes up. How about a double play right here?
It sounds good. Sounds good.
Junior, 333 hitter, number seven. And with the top of the lineup looming, we may see a bunt here from Hillebo. Dave Middleton, the coach down at third base for the Comets. Loose not holding the runner at first.
Austin Hillebo batting 333 for North Polk.
Takes it low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. North Polk threatening for the second consecutive inning here. They have two on, one out. The top of the order is on deck with Grant Schultz. The pitch, here's a strike. Nice fastball that time from Ethan. We've seen Gray sometimes here late in the season start rather slowly and then become more effective as he goes, and let's hope that happens tonight. From the stretch, the pitch, another nice stop, and he is really bouncing some. And as I heard somebody say the other night when I was talking about a past player you had, Bill Saylor, sometimes when you're behind the plate, your pitchers will beat you up. There's a fly ball hit out into center. Tough play, but Leshen with that great speed is over to his left to make the play. And that's one of the big things the Albia outfield can do. They've got good speed out there. Bryce Leshen in right, Brett Leshen in center, Hugh Sinclair in left. They can cover a lot of ground, and when you're in Principal Park, you've got to be able to do that. And they did it right there. Brett Leshen makes the putout, two away. Still two on, and we're back to the top of the order. Grant Schultz, who walked his first time up there. Albia playing back now, more on the infield, at the edge of the grass for Schultz. Gray steps off. In fact, O'Leary's on the edge of the grass at second. Sanders very deep at short. Luce was back at the edge of the grass. Now he moves in at first. Outfield straight away. The pitch, high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two out. We're in the second. Albia leading it 1-0. Grant Schultz, the junior, is up at the plate. On deck it's Reed Smith. You definitely would like to get this batter. Smith is nothing but trouble in that number two spot. That one's fouled off to the right for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Well, if Albie can dodge trouble here after the way this inning started, they will have dodged the bullet twice.
Twice. That's right.
Cats have nine lives. And sometimes you need that in baseball.
And you really don't want to use all of them in your first game at state.
Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Good one pitch. Ball, two strikes. This is a good pitch now for Gray to try to get him to chase right here. Let's see where Gravert sets up. Gabe, of course, calls the pitches for Ethan Gray. Does set up on the outside. The pitch. There's a fly ball head out to right. Right at Bryce Leshin. He comes in, makes the play. We've dodged the bullet twice. No runs for North Polk in the second, despite the error. Totals, Randy.
Oh, gosh.
No runs, no hits. One error, two left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's still Albie leading North Polk 1-0, and we'll be back right after this.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
To the Albia High School baseball team, press on from Russ Parker and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And thanks to KIIC Thunder Country.
This is Jason.
And Scarlett Summers.
Wishing number 5 all the best at the state tournament at Principal Park. Congratulations to you and all your teammates on an outstanding season. Go make some memories.
Go Big Blue. Woo!
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back to action now in Principal Park in Des Moines. Grant Osing leads it off here. Griff Osing for Albia. Griffin has had quite a year. The junior hitting .414. He's hit 3 homers, driven in 48. He leads it off here in the bottom of the second against the ace for the Comets, Hathaway. It's a ball, one ball and two strikes. Jake Hathaway on the hill tonight for North Polk. Albie leads at 1-0, bottom of the second. Hathaway goes to work quickly. The pitch, swing and a miss. And down on strikes is Osing. And Hathaway is really adding up the strikeouts here in the early going. In fact, he's got 4 already. Struck out the side in the first. That brings to the plate Vic Sanders, Albie shortstop. Albia has already made 3 errors in this game, but North Polk has not scored yet, which is living dangerously. That's what we call living life on the edge. Vic Sanders. Vic on the season is a streak hitter. He's a .289 hitter. He takes it for a strike, 1-1. Sanders has become known more for his pitching than anything. A 9-2 record on the year for the Blue Demons. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. 2-1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Looking at North Polk defensively, it's Corey at first, Hogue at second, Green at short, Hillebo at third. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a ball. Smith is in left. Clay Corey is in center. Grant Schultz in right. Grant Lang behind the plate and Jake Hardaway on the mound. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Sanders. Hathaway really has a nice fastball. Changes speeds very well, too, here. Full count now. Sanders has to protect. Try to make some contact. The pitch from Hathaway. And it's ball 4. Just missed. So Sanders coaxes a walk. And that brings to the plate now Bryce Leshin. We always say Bryce is a freshman, but of course in a few weeks he'll be a sophomore. But what a year he's had and continues to improve and get better and better and better. What a future he's got as an Albia Blue Demon baseball player. Has a home run on the season. Big lead by Sanders at first. Here's the pitch. Gets away and Vic is heading to second. He'll get in standing up. That's a wild pitch on Hathaway. So Albia has a runner in scoring position now with one out. Rice Leshin at the plate. On deck, the number nine hitter for Albia, Austin O'Leary. Rice Leshin waves that bat around. The pitch on the way, and that's high and outside for a ball. 2-0. A lot of hitting room on the right side right now as the second baseman for them. Hoag shading towards second. Now breaks back. Still a lot of room on that right side for Leshin. The pitch on the way from Hathaway, and there's a strike right in there. Good fastball that time from Hathaway. Two balls, one strike. Hathaway's pretty sharp pitcher, Bill.
Yes, he is. If he doesn't walk people, he will be really tough.
0.84 ERA on the year, 7-1. He is a senior. You can tell the experience out there on the hill for him. The 2-1 pitch. Checks the runner. Sanders, the pitch on the way. Good cut by Bryce Leshin. Back to the screen at strike two. 2-2. Nice crowd on hand. A lot of Albia folks on their feet behind the Albia dugout right now. They're hoping for some action to cheer another run here. See if Leshin can drive that run in. Strike three, inside corner, and that is now five strikeouts here. We're only in the second from Hathaway. And Albia's looking a little too passive up there at the plate for me right now. I know, Randy, you and I and Bill said before the game, Albia's going to have to be aggressive at the plate. Right now, that's not happening. The batter now is O'Leary, Austin O'Leary. Right-handed batter, slick fielding second baseman. There's a throw down to second, getting back easily. Sanders, as Hathaway tried the little pickoff move, throwing it to Russell Green that time. Austin O'Leary, just a junior for Albia. Doesn't hit for a high average, but he's had some big hits this season. Late in the year, he moved it up to around 300. There's a chopper hit to the second baseman. Hoag's up with it to first in time, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We've played two. It's Albia 1, North Polk nothing, and we'll be back right after this.
For grocery quality and selection, shop your hometown homeowned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save on sure-fine French fries, hash browns, and tater tots. 26 to 32-ounce packages are two for $4. Oscar Mayer premium beef or cheese hot dogs, 16-ounce packages, just $2.99. Fresh avocados are 99 cents each. Jim and Charlie's open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Pastor Bragg Ray. Just like to wish the Albia Blue Demons the best of luck up at state tournament this week. I know Monday they have a big game coming up, so we're praying and rooting for them.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, right here at Principal Park in Des Moines, AAA Baseball, home of the Iowa Cubs. And right now we're in the third inning, 2A state baseball tournament. Albia leading 1-0 over North Polk. Ethan Gray getting the call on the hill tonight for Albia, and he faces here in the third inning Reed Smith, the leading hitter on North Polk, the Comet team, hitting at 434. He's hit a home run, driven in 13, made all district. Left-handed batter Ethan Gray goes to work, and the first pitch is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
He tried to sacrifice his first time up, and Ethan threw it high to the second baseman.
For one of Albia's three errors. The ground ball to O'Leary. Austin will get it. Throw to first. As I said, when he came up to bat last inning, the slick fielding second baseman, and he is just so steady down there, and he puts Smith out for out number one. Here's Russell Green, their shortstop. Green tried to sacrifice his first time up.
And he did.
He got it down.
Yes.
North Polk's threatened in both the first two innings, but Albia has played some good defense when they had to. They've gotten into some jams with their defense, and then they worked out of it with their defense. Here's ball one now to Green. As I said, they're living on the edge right now. And they have only a one-run lead, but they do have a lead. High fly ball, hit out into center. And that's going to drop. Oh, my goodness. And both Leshins had a shot at that ball in center and right. And going back that time also was O'Leary, and it dropped right smack dab in the middle of them, not a foot from any of the three of them. And I think that's the case. They're all charging in, and somebody's got to take charge of that and say, that is my ball, because that ball was catchable. It goes down as a base hit, and it brings to the plate Brandon Corey. So again, North Polk has a runner on here in the third with Russell Green. Corey, right-handed hitting first baseman, number one on his uniform. And Albia has to work out of this again. That's low for ball, throw down by Gravert, and they almost had him. The throw was a little hesitation on the throw by Gravert, but also Luce didn't sweep tag quite quick enough that time, but he made it close down there.
That throw was on the opposite side of the...
He needed to have it on the runner side.
Yeah.
Again, a good lead that time, this time again by Green. And Gray steps off, fakes him back.
I just want to tell you what, they're giving him second base as deep as that second base is shorter playing.
Green is a base-stealing threat. He's had 15 out of 16 on the year. He's got a big lead over there.
He's going to go, I think.
I think he is, too. He's edging off some more, and now they call time. That ball really should have been caught out there. And those things happen. Communication. We've talked about that earlier in the year. Sometimes you just have to have somebody be a little bit more assertive out there. Runner going, he fouled it back. Looks like they had the hit and run on that time. He was swinging with the pitch.
Yeah, and he swung at a high pitch.
And that's the disadvantage of the hit and run sometimes. You force that hitter to swing at something that's not in the zone. That time it worked out for Albie's benefit because he did foul it back, and the runner goes back. One ball, one strike now. Green, the runner at first, 15 of 16 on the year and stolen bases. Brandon Corey at the plate, the pitch, and he skies one out into shallow right, and Austin O'Leary's just back on the grass from his second base spot, puts it away. O'Leary with both putouts this inning. There are two out, and that brings to the plate now Jake Hathaway. He's their pitcher, and of course, what a year he's had, and he's all district. Right now, he'd like to help his own cause. He hit 372 on the year with a couple of home runs. North Polk still has that runner at first. Two out, and I would imagine definitely he's going to be running here to try to get into scoring position. And Gray fakes the throw over. One thing Ethan has to be careful here, we've seen him fail to come to stop sometimes, and we've seen a few balks out of him this year. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's in the dirt, the throw down by Gravert, and it's not in time. Stolen base. Well, we expected it. We got it. Stolen base from Green. North Polk has only one hit on the evening so far as we're in the third here. Albie only has one hit. Albie has committed three errors. That's about 3 week total for them here lately. Ethan Gray takes his time, looks in at Gravert here. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second. They're not holding him, and batter steps out. We'll call time. O'Leary shading towards second base to try to keep Green honest down there. He's got a big, big lead. Probably would score on any kind of a base hit. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Beautiful night for baseball here at Principal Park. Home of the I-Cubs. And Gray steps off, fakes the runner back.
One and one, Richard.
One and one? The umpire indicated 2-0 a second ago. That's why I picked up on that. He changed his mind, too. Fouled off. It's 2-1. Now they've changed it again. 1-2. Our umpires, you know one of these umpires, Randy. You've seen him earlier this year, Marshall Cotton.
First base umpire.
First base umpire.
The University of Iowa.
Both of his sons have been good football players. One, I think, went to Iowa State. One at Iowa. Gray goes to work here now from the belt, the pitch on the way, and oh my goodness, just missed, and the Albia crowd moans on that. It's 2-2. Did we moan up here on that? Randy is. You thought that was there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And I think Bill did. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled over across the way, across the North Polk dugout. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful view here at Principal Park. You see the Iowa Capitol out beyond the center field fence with the Golden Dome. The 2-2 pitch from Ethan Gray. Here it is. There's a chopper hit slowly to Sanders. He's up with it. The throw, great stretch by Luce, and they put him out. And Vic is a little tentative on his throws here. He's already made a couple of errors. He was careful there, but he didn't have too much on that. But he got the put out, and Albia once more forces North Polk to leave a runner in scoring position. So,
despite a couple of questionable calls, one at first base and one on a called third strike that was not called a third strike.
So Albia,
we got him out anyway.
Gets him out anyway. We've got a good one going here. Albia leading the number two ranked team in the state of Iowa, the number two seed in Class 2A in the state baseball tournament. And it's Albia in the bottom of the third, leading North Polk 1-0. We'll be back right after these messages from some of our many sponsors tonight.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's a routine eye exam, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
We're back here at Principal Park. State baseball tournament. Albia North Polk, bottom of the third. Albia leads it 1-0 over heavily favored North Polk. Hugh Sinclair leads it off for Albia in the bottom of the third. He, of course, represents the top of the order, and he's in the hole 1-2. We were talking here while Scott was playing some of her commercials. Albia's just got to get more aggressive at the plate. Very, very passive here in the early going. The pitch, strike three, and again, Sinclair takes a called third strike. How many is that? That's six strikeouts for Hathaway, but I think four of them are on called third strikes. You cannot do that. And you can't wait for walks. You've got to go out and make things happen. Hathaway's got a good breaking ball. He changes speeds a little bit. Good fastball and has very good location. He's a senior. There's a good fastball in the outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. One run is not going to hold up in this game. It's going to take more than one. Here's the pitch. That's skied back beyond the screen and just down in front of us. We're high in the press box here behind home plate. That drops down maybe 25 feet in front of us. No balls, two strikes. Ethan Gray, the batter. The pitch on the way. Outside for ball. 1-2. Ethan is a good fastball hitter. You've seen him get out in front of some of the best pitchers in the area this year. And he fouls this one back over the screen. That got a little closer to us, gentlemen. We've got our window open right here in front of us. I'm freezing everybody out. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Hathaway to Gray. And that one's fouled straight back. And that's even closer, just about 10 feet to my left.
That one did reach a few of the spectators up here on the top row.
He's drawing a bead on us. One ball and two strikes. I see Joe Millage eating nachos down there. Look at him. Here's, okay, Hathaway steps off. Gray wants a timeout. One ball, two strikes. 1-2. Here's the pitch on the way, and there is a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop. That's Green over to first. He pulls the first baseman off, but he got him, came down in time. The Albia crowd not happy. That was the right call, Bill.
I think it probably was.
Two down, and it brings to the plate Brett Lesham. Well, you know what I'd like to see right here in the bottom of the third? Brett Lesham put one in the gap in right center. that would roll to the wall, because with his speed, we might see a you-know-what. At least a triple, maybe an inside the Parker. That sound like a plan to me?
What are you doing over here?
Swing and a miss. Strike one. Good cut that time by Brett. That's what it takes. You've got to go up and try to make some things happen. One strike now. Brett Leshin awaits the pitch from Hathaway. Here it is. Way high. Ball one. One and one. One ball and one strike. Hathaway has six strikeouts. Albia has struck out six times in 2 2/3 innings. The pitch from Hathaway. Curveball. Way out front. Right, Leshin, strike two.
Stay here till
if you keep swinging at those pitches, though, Randy, good things will happen.
I'll talk to you.
One ball, two strikes. Hathaway, long look in at his catcher. Grant Lang, there's the pitch inside, ball two, two and two. Lang and Hathaway were both all district for North Polk this year. Hathaway the senior, Lang a junior. Great battery for them. They've been in 11 state tournaments, this North Polk club. Chopper to the right side. Oh, he bobbles it. The first baseman that time for them, Brandon Corey, routine play, went over. He was going to flip to Hathaway, never got it done. He just kind of bobbled it around over there and racing down the line, Leshin, and that's the second North Polk error. Two teams that are usually very, very good in the field have already combined for five errors here in the first three innings. And here's Austin Luce, right-handed batter. Leshin definitely a threat to run at first. The pitch, slow for a ball. Fastball low, ball one. Well, we know Lang's an all-conference catcher. Leshin, a state tournament track star. Let's see what Albie decides to do here with two out. Luce, open stance. Cagle looks over at Leshin. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, one and one. I would love to see Albia run here, and even if they get him, you lead off with your number four hitter coming up in the fourth. Jim Cagle giving a lot of signs to Luce. Leshin checking over at Cagle. I think he may go right here. Let's see. Nope, not going. Swing and a miss. Strike two, one and two. Albia looking like they're going to play it a little bit conservative right here.
Got to go now.
One ball, two strikes. Leshin seemingly having a tough time getting a read on Hathaway on the mound. He's watching him. Hathaway will work from the belt. The pitch on the way. Luce fouls one over the North Polk dugout. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. One and two. Nice crowd on hand tonight. We don't have the official attendance yet. We had about 2,500 when Twin Cedars won their game the other night. One of the best games, certainly, of the tournament so far. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. Two and two. Twin Cedars defeated defending state champion Martinsdale St. Mary's in a game we did Friday night in extra innings, 4-1. We'll have the next game with the Sabres Thursday. We'll tell you about that later. Tomorrow we have Sheraton and Clear Lake. But right now it's the Blue Demons trying to win. The pitch, there's a shot into left, a base hit for Austin Luce. That's Albia's second hit. Luce pulling that one to the left side, punched it through. And Albia has two runners on now with two out. And that brings to the plate Gabe Grabert, number eight, left-handed batter. Grabert struck out in his first at bat, but he has been swinging the bat very, very well of late. He's got a chance to give Albie another run here if he can get a base hit through. Leshin has good speed at second, loose at first. Albie has two hits. Here's the pitch on the way. Takes the strike at the belt. Hathaway has very good form on the hill for them. Senior pitcher. And, of course, North Polk, just an outstanding program, the Comets do.
Well, I want to see Brett get a bigger lead at second. He's got to score.
He has to score. You're right, Bill. Absolutely. And reaching out for that one, Grabber didn't get a good cut, and he's in the hole 0-2. He seems to be having trouble with Hathaway here these first two at-bats.
Everybody had trouble with him.
North Polk has two very good quality pitchers. Hathaway gets his sign, checks the runner. Here's the pitch, and Grabert punches one. Foul down the left side into the Albia bullpen. Gabe's just not getting good cuts up there. But he's still alive, still 0-2. Leshen goes back to second, loses to first. We're in the bottom of the third. Albie leads it 1-0. Albie scored one run in the first inning on a double by Leshen and an error by the shortstop that let Ethan Gray come in to score. Hadaway, long look. He's ready to work from the belt. The pitch to Grabert. Here it is. It gets away. And Luce will move to second and Leshen to third. And now a base hit would score two for Albie. And the count now 1-2. That one was a wild pitch on Hadaway, which you won't see very often from him.
We have a visitor in the booth behind you.
And I didn't get a chance to see who it was, Bill. Who is it? It's not the IRS, is it?
Gerald Hollingsworth.
Gerald Hollingsworth, golly.
Original member of the first team.
And Grabert just goes down on strikes. Albia threatens in the third, and like North Polk has done for three innings, they come up empty. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. We go to the top half of inning number four, and it's still Albia, the Blue Demons, leading North Polk 1-0, and we'll be back right after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Hi, this is Cora Leshen. My husband Ron and I want to wish our grandsons, Brett and Bryce, and all their teammates the very best of luck Monday. I hope y'all can come out and support them. They've been playing amazing baseball. Good luck.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back at Principal Park, home of the I-Cubs, AAA baseball. Of course, we're in the 2A state tournament, the Albia Blue Demons in North Polk. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. Gerald Hollingsworth is up behind me right now, and he played on Bill Saylor's first team, I think, Gerald?
Absolutely, first team.
And you came back for that 50th anniversary from where last year?
Well, I live up Polk City.
Oh, so you know something about this North Polk team, I take it.
They're a tough team. They're very aggressive.
What do you think of Albia so far?
I think Albia's got the lead, and that's. I hope they can keep it.
I do, too.
They're a little bit more conservative than North Polk, but they're playing well.
And I think Albia's going to have to get a little more aggressive here in a moment, too.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you, and I know Bill's very special to you, that first Albia baseball team.
Yes, he is.
Do you have mixed emotions about this game?
Well, I think Albia will win.
Well, that you're the right guy we want.
So, no, I'm not prejudiced at all.
There's a pop-up by number five for them, and, of course, that's number five, Wyatt Hogue. He pops out to O'Leary one down as we head to the fourth. Well, of course, those Albia roots have something to do with that.
Well, right? It does a little bit, yes. But as you look at baseball, you know, this conservative Albia team, I think they've got the stamina to outplay North Polk here.
What position did you play in Bill's first ball club?
I was a pitcher.
Pitcher, good.
Successful pitcher.
That's even a better kind of pitcher.
Well, Bill did a great job with this.
Grant Lang fouls it back. Strike one for North Polk here. Left-handed batter. Good to see you, Gerald. You keep rooting for the Blue Demons here, okay?
Oh, I will. I'm sitting down there by that dang dark.
We're going to keep an eye on you then.
Right.
Gerald Hollingsworth on the first ever Albia baseball team back in the early 60s. That's high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two, Grant Lang, their catcher. We get all kinds of people up here. All good people, though. That one's fouled back and right back by the old booth and bangs against the window there. And young lady down there with the camera says maybe she should shut the window on that one.
Gerald became a school teacher, and I think he coached some kind of ball there in North Polk, or the area he is. He was a teacher, I'm pretty sure.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and there's a shot down the right field line. That's extra bases and lots of trouble. Bryce Leshen is going after it. This may be three, and they're going to hold him at second, and that's a break for the Blue Demons. That is a big break right there. I am so surprised they didn't send him for three that time. Leshen's got great speed, but that went to the fence, and that goes down as a double for Lang. Their all-district catcher and brings Clay Corey to the plate, their center fielder. And Bill and Randy, I think Albia got real lucky right there. He didn't head for three.
I would say that's not a bad to hold him there. If he gets thrown out at third, it kills him.
Bill Saylor, Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes here. Fourth inning, 2A baseball. Principal Park, Albia North Polk. There's a strike to the right-handed batter, Clay Corey. Corey in his first at-bat, walked. That's only the second hit for North Polk tonight. Ethan Gray now from the belt, the pitch. And, boy, that just missed. 1-1. It's fun to watch the body language of Wayne Woopker from Ayrshire behind the plate. Sometimes you can see that he's just on the edge of calling something a strike. This time there's a flare out into center, and Leshen makes the play for the put out, two down. Good pitch by Ethan Gray. He really jammed Corey on that one. Hit it off the fist, stayed up in the air. Leshen came on, made the play. We said earlier, Albia's outfield has some speed, and they play very, very well out there.
Yeah, even though Lang's hit would have been a triple, he could not have scored after that.
No, exactly.
The fly ball was not deep enough.
So now there are two out again. Number nine hitter, Hillebo, up there. Hillebo fly to center his first time up. He's 0-1. The pitch from Ethan Gray, it's low in the dirt. Nice stop that time by Gravert. Gravert just handles himself very well behind the plate. Senior leadership makes a big difference and experience back there. Good lead by the runner at second. O'Leary breaks back to his spot. There's a high fly ball hit to left. Hugh Sinclair's got to get on his horse. He comes on, makes, oh, he dropped the ball. It's a fair ball, and this game is tied. Oh, my goodness. Hugh Sinclair got a bad jump on that ball. Then he recovered, and he went over right on the line, and the ball hit the heel of his glove and dropped in fair territory, and this game is tied. That is Albia's fourth error of the night, and this time they don't dodge the bullet. They should have been out of the inning, and instead it's all tied up 1-1, and he's disgusted with himself. Ethan Gray is talking to his infielders now, trying to calm him down. Should have been out of the inning. He got a bad jump on it, but then he got over there, had time to get under it, and it hit the heel of his glove.
And it was only fair by about a foot.
And there's a shot into right. Bryce Leshen coming in. He'll make the play in number 10. Schultz for out number 3. This game's tied on another Albia error. 4 in the ballgame. And this is a team, we talked to some folks up here earlier tonight. This is an outstanding Albia defensive ball club. But 4 errors tonight. 1 run in the inning on 1 hit. 1 very big error. And 1 runner left on. We head to the bottom of the 4th. Albia's got to go to work here. It's the Blue Demons 1, the North Polk Comets 1. We've got some great sponsors for tonight's game, and we love telling you about all of them, including Conley Spray Foam. They're your insulation experts. They've got cellulose, fiberglass, spray foam insulation. Let them help you choose what's best for your home or business. Give Conley Insulation a call at 641-777-1890. And, of course, they're proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demons. Advantage Real Estate with Nancy Cassidy at Advantage Real Estate wants you to stop by and look at what she's got to sell. You might want to even sell your own home. Who knows? She's got the experience to help you in all aspects of buying or selling property. Advantage Real Estate is proud to be a sponsor of the Albia Blue Demons at the state baseball tournament. And Vic Furniture is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons. When you find you're in need of a new appliance or furniture, let Vic Furniture help you find the perfect match for you. With their large selection of appliances and furniture, you're sure to find just the perfect item. That's Vic Furniture in Albia. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. We're in the bottom of the 4th, 1-1 ball game. And Heidi, your daughter, Bill, is listening in Texas on our stream. And, of course, Joe Millage always likes to hear all those things. People around the world can get our ball games, and they do. Bottom of the 4th, leading it off here for the Blue Demons. Number 10, and we're talking about none other than Griffin Osing. Well, Osing maybe can get one in the gap, and Albie can get the edge back. Boy, Randy, there's a swing and a miss way out in front of Hadaway that time. Randy is going to be back on with us here. We alternate with him and Bill on our play-by-play. But the interesting thing, Randy was beside himself, as we all were, on that drop fly ball that time. Right? Bill was. Bill and I were bemoaning that over there. That's fouled off. Strike two. Got to catch that ball, don't you?
Yes, you do. That he ran a long way for that ball, and you just as well catch it if you're going to run that far.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. There's a little chopper just past the pitcher. They're going to have to hurry. The throw in time. Deflected off the glove of Hadaway, their third baseman that time. Austin Hillabaugh made the play. One down. Griffin's got above average speed, but you've got to be a flyer to beat that one out. One down. Bill, you've got to love your daughter listening down there to that. She heard you get saluted earlier.
Now up for the Albany Blue Demons shortstop, Vic Sanders. Vic Sanders walked his first at-bat.
We love having, of course, we've done this all year, Randy Stafford, Bill Sabler, along with yours truly, Rich Grimes. And when I get tired doing these innings, they alternate.
Yeah. That's right.
That one's fouled off to the left for a strike. Vic Sanders up there now. Vic, the first time up, walked. 1-1, bottom of the fourth. Tight ball game. Very tight. You can't get tighter. It's 1-1. Hadaway goes to work the pitch, and that's foul for strike two. 1-2. Albie cannot let that error, or their four errors, bother them at this point. They've got to look at this situation, realize they're tied despite their bad defense tonight, and realize they're very much in the hunt to win this ball game and respond accordingly. The pitch from Hadaway, swing and a miss, and he just blew that by Sanders for out number two. Bryce Leshen now comes to the plate. Leshen has struck out, and Hadaway just continues to mount up those strikeouts.
Tonight. Eight of them. He has eight.
We have not seen Albia have this much trouble making contact all season long. Hadaway goes to work, swing and a miss, strike one. And one of the things I'm noticing here, he looks smoother as we go. He's really in a rhythm right now for them. Excellent form on the hill. Gets his sign now from Lang, his catcher. The pitch on the way, and it's just a little bit low, ball one. Their junior catcher, Lang, really handles the low pitch very, very well, too. As we said, he's all district. North Polk has a great program. 11 times in the state tournament. There was a breaking ball way out in front that time. Foul ball, strike two. It's just hard to believe when you look at these two clubs that have excellent defenses that we've had six errors in this game in four innings.
Yes.
And I know...
And no one feels worse about that last error than Hugh Sinclair.
Here's the pitch on the way, and that's way high.
As bad as we feel about it, just think what that young man's going through.
2-2. But that's past. You've got to always put it
right.
In the past.
Anybody can commit an error.
And they do. Here's the pitch. That's way outside, ball three. 3-2. You know, sometimes you have to put this in perspective for young players. You can look at major league players. They hit 300, which is considered good, but that means they make an out 7 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
There's ball four.
I think that in that Mediapolis game, there were three errors, two on Albie and one on Mediapolis in that sub-state final. And we alluded to that a lot of major league games have three errors.
Well, you're playing in a AAA ballpark. It's a lot different than playing in a high school field, and you've got a lot of pressure on these kids, and you're going to get some of that. Here's the pitch. Chopper right back to Hadaway by O'Leary. That's an easy out, and that retires the side. Nothing doing for Albie in the fourth. They do get a walk. They leave one. We head to the fifth inning. It's North Polk 1, Albie 1 as well, and this is a nail-biter, and we figured it could be, and indeed it is. Joe Starcevic is proud to sponsor the Albie Blue Demons at State Baseball Tournament. Wish the Blue Demons a win. Joe Starcevic Law Office, a proud sponsor of Albie Sports. DeMoss Daycare, Tiffany, Brad, and the kids wish the Albia Blue Demons a great success at the state tournament. If you're looking for quality daycare for your family, give DeMoss Daycare a call at 641-777-9513. Cindy's Beauty Hut with Cindy Simmons. wants to wish the Albia Blue Demons good luck at tonight's state tournament game. Check out, by the way, all the great gift ideas at Cindy's, from baby to grandma and grandpa. She's got something for every age, for everybody. Check it out at Cindy's tomorrow morning when her store opens. And the sales staff at Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate would like to congratulate the Albia Blue Demon baseball team for a great season and wish them continued success in the state tournament. Give them a call at Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate when you're looking to buy or sell property. Well, we head to the fifth, and good crowd on hand. Love to look out at the great scoreboard here at Principal Park, the Jumbotron, and see that there's a few people waving, seeing their picture there. And we want to thank Joe Millage for getting us in high fidelity tonight. Scott Fry back in the studio, and we thank you for listening to the ball game tonight. A lot of Albia fans here, but we know so many of you are listening. Top of the fifth, 1-1 tie. North Polk, the Comets, the Albia Blue Demons, and leading it off here for North Polk is a left-handed batter, Randy, and he is none other than
left fielder Reed Smith. Reed Smith got on an error, his first at-bat, and grounded out to second base, his second at-bat.
Well, I think he should be put out here and get him out of the way with his bat, too.
He squared the bunt, but he's quickly ahead 2-0.
Good hitter, Reed Smith, left fielder. He, too, is all-district. They have four all-district players in the Central District in Class 2A. There's a nice fastball in there by Gray, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. You know, we said earlier one run wasn't going to win this game. This is actually turning into a pitcher's duel. The pitch by Gray. There's a ground ball hit hard to O'Leary down on one knee. Austin's got it, the first one down. I would probably say that if I had to have the ball hit to anybody on this Albia team, I'd want it to be Austin O'Leary.
Austin O'Leary is very solid. He's a little vacuum cleaner out there at second base. Number nine hitter in the Albia order, and he makes very, very few errors. We've seen him do some highlight reel acrobatics this season at second base.
Russell Green, Comet shortstop, comes to the plate. Curveball, it's a strike. Nice pitch that time by Ethan.
Russell Green, a 330 hitter for the Comets. He sacrificed his first at-bat and singled his second at-bat.
They only have two hits in this game, a double and a single here by Green. One ball, one strike. Errors have been the story. And actually, considering Albia's made four, they're fortunate they're tied 1-1. But let's not just lay that at Albia's doorstep. North Polk's made a couple of errors as well. One cost them a run as well. Both teams have their run due to an error by the other ball club. The 2-1 pitch from Gray. That's fouled off to our right, back to the net, strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strike to the junior, Russell Green. The iCubs, by the way, who play here at Principal Park, are locked with the Memphis Redbirds for first place in their division. They're fighting it out at the top two spots. That's high for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. Two, Green and Corey, their first baseman. No free passes, please. The pitch from Gray. Well, there is one. There's the walk. And Green, Green goes to first base. As I reach over to get Bill's scorecard here for him while he takes a quick break. And for the batter, he's 0 for 2.
Batting 434 on the year.
Number one. Good lead down there this time by Green. There he goes, and there's a chopper hit to third. Griffin Osing over to first. Nice play by Griff. Two down. No chance that time to get the runner Green as he goes into second base. Nice play by Griffin Osing. That does put the lead run at second now, but there are two out, and it brings to the plate Jake Hathaway, the pitcher, number 11. He can help his own cause here for North Polk. Right-handed batter, tall right-handed batter. Good lead by the runner at second. There's a strike right at the belt. Took a little bit off that one. One strike to Hathaway. Wyatt Hogue on deck. Ethan Gray looks back at the runner. Nobody holding him. The pitch. There's a hard hit ball to loose. He keeps it in front of him. Knocks it down. Makes the play. He does it all the time. Austin Luce plays one of the best first basemen. Is one of the best first basemen around the entire area. And he does it again right there. Hard hit ball. Knocking it down. Making the play for out number three. Big inning that time for Albia. They go through the heart of the Comet order. No, and they hold them scoreless.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's North Polk 1, the Albia Blue Demons 1. And Albia will send to the plate as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Randy Hu.
Hugh Sinclair, Ethan Gray, and Brett Lation.
Top
1, 2, 3.
Top of the order. Now, we want to talk about some more great sponsors here. And one is the White Oak Gallery. Now, I love to go in the White Oak Gallery because that is Don Mon, and she does some great work there. She has all your framing needs covered, from artwork to family memorabilia. She can help you with all your needs, and they're proud at the White Oak of the Albia Blue Demons and congratulate the baseball team for their success, and they wish them continued success. Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to place for all your local team apparel. Show your team support with your local team apparel from head to toe, from Family Shoes and Sporting Goods on the Albia Square. Double D Repair for all your ag and construction equipment repairs. Call Dustin Dowdy at 641-777-6754. Specializing in line boring and bore welding. That's Richard, Double D Repair. Randy?
Richard, we have a pinch hitter for Hugh Sinclair coming to the plate. Sophomore, number 6, Caleb Gray.
Caleb Gray is one of these kids who has impressed us all season long. He's only a sophomore, and he gets his rips. We've seen him play sometimes quite a bit, sometimes not as much. He's a left-handed batter, but he's never intimidated. And he comes to the plate right now for Albia, pinch hitting for Hugh Sinclair. And Hugh has had trouble at the plate. This is a good move, I think, for Boyd Brenton and Jim Cagle, trying to get something going offensively here. Caleb Gray. Caleb's a sophomore, hit 357 in limited duty this year. Hadaway gets strike one on him. Hadaway has just pitched lights out tonight for North Polk. He has 8 strikeouts. And that's on the outside corner, just missing ball one, 1-1. Gray's got a little pop in the bat there, too.
Yes, he does. Very good sophomore ball player. Good future player for the Blue Demons.
Swing and a miss. Good cut. Strike two. One ball and two strikes now to Caleb Gray. Long look in by Hadaway. Gray, left-handed batter. The pitch. Strike three call. That just happened too much tonight. 9 strikeouts. He's getting some late movement on that fastball, but Albia just taking so many third strikes tonight, and nothing good ever happens by taking anything close when you've got 2 strikes, does it? Here's Ethan Gray now. Bottom of the fifth, 1-1 ball game. The pitch from Hadaway. Breaking ball just missed. Ball one. On deck, Brett Lession. What a nice night for baseball. A little chilly, but no problem. That one's fouled back, out of play, back our way. One ball and one strike. It was fun with the interviews before the game. We heard from some of the fans. Always fun to get down with the fans. Outside ball two, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. We've been seated with the fans a few times this year, haven't we, Bill and Randy?
Yes. Yeah, that sub-state final was a dandy.
And that's way over the head of the catcher, and now it's 3-1. Boy, it'd be good to get a base runner here as we get into the heart of the Albia batting order. Who would have thought all those games we did when it was 98 degrees, we'd be in a game where it's in the 60s at the end of July. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Hadaway, and it's a strike right in there. 3-2. I love the cool weather.
I do, too.
Bill's saying, this is cold weather. Here's the pitch, foul straight back by Gray.
Ethan Gray being tough at bat. You can't ask for anything more out of him.
Bill just got back from Canada. I had to be cool up there, didn't it, Bill? Here's the 3-2 pitch from Hadaway. Popped up. It's going to go out of play back to our left. Another souvenir. Of course, these baseballs they're using have the Iowa baseball. State of Iowa baseball tournament logo on them. They're keepsake.
Fun to watch those kids go after the balls.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that one's fouled out of play. Another one over by the scoreboard here on our left. I remember when I was much younger than this coming up here to Old Sec Taylor Stadium and getting some foul balls.
Looked like Mike Beard from Albia got that last one.
3-2 pitch. There's a shot into the gap in right center.
It's going to get down and go to the fan. That is a double
maybe
for Ethan Gray.
They cut it off. It's a stand-up double for Gray. Gray poked that one out into right center. Looked like it might roll to the fence. Good job that time by the right center fielder for them. Schultz and Corey, they cut it off. And that is Albia's third hit of the game and puts a runner in scoring position with only one out. And breaks to the plate, Brett Leshin. Opportunity knocks here in the bottom of the fifth.
We're going to get a courtesy runner for Ethan Gray, the pitcher. It'll be number one, Jacob Langer. Jacob Langer will take his spot at second base. And Brett Leshin, the number three hitter and the home run leader for the Blue Demons, up to the plate.
One thing about Brett Leshin, and I've said this all season long, he will not get cheated up at the plate.
Brett has been to the plate twice. He's doubled his first time at the plate, and he got on second time on an error by the first baseman, by the Comet first baseman.
Jim Cagle is going to talk to Brett Leshin here. Runner at second. One out. 1-1 game, bottom of the fifth. We're at this point in this game where any kind of a run now is going to loom very, very big.
The student section behind the third base dugout, sounds like we're at a football game or a basketball game, not a baseball game.
They're really into it down there, and that's good to see.
Loud and proud tonight.
And we've got a conference out on the mound by North Polk. And head coach Dave Middleton's out there. Chris Kohlbaum is an assistant, another assistant, Wyatt Zajdi. Great coaching staff for both these ball clubs. Right-handed batter, Brett Leshin is at the plate. Good speed at second in Langer. Jim Cagle, an aggressive base coach at third.
They're not holding Jacob Langer on.
Outfield not too deep.
Now
straight away.
Shortstop comes over and gives him a little look.
Here's the pitch now to Leshin from Hathaway. Checks the runner. Here it is. It's inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. On deck for Albia, it's Austin Luce. Number 12, Brett Leshin leads the team in home runs with five on the year. Hasn't hit one for a long time, and it'd take a big poke here with that tall fence in the outfield at Principal Park. But one in the gap would count just as well. Good cut that time, strike one. 1-1. Hathaway just has real good movement on his pitches. Has good curveball. Fastball's got some good late movement. He has good control. He's everything we'd heard he was. The 1-1 pitch from the belt, from Hathaway. Here it is. Outside, ball two. He moves it around a little bit, too. He's never in the same spot twice in a row. And, of course, you don't want to be.
He's a good high school pitcher.
And Lang is, of course, is calling his pitches and does a great job behind the plate for them.
The 0-84.
There's a strike, and that was just a perfect pitcher's pitch. Low one on the outside corner. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
That 0-84 ERA speaks a lot for this young man.
Opponent's hitting just a little over 100 against him, and you can see that tonight. Albie only has three hits. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Leshin. Curveball, high for a ball, 3-2. Big pitch right here. Langer's at second. One out, 1-1 game, bottom of the fifth. 2A baseball, Albion North Polk. First round, Principal Park. The pitch from Hathaway. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that now is 10 strikeouts for Hathaway. And still a runner at second. It's up to Austin Luce right here. This kid's very, very impressive. We've seen a lot of good pitchers this year, but I would have to say that Hathaway is the best we've seen. He just mixes things up so very well, and they're really struggling with him.
He reminds you a lot of Colton Gonerman from Centerville. Right now, here we are in the fifth inning, and he's just saying, here it is, hit it.
Gonerman, though, I think has maybe more speed, but the thing I like about Hathaway, Randy, he just moves it around and mixes it up so very well. Has very good form.
He'll hit inside corner, outside corner with his fastball. He's not down the middle. He's not a BB thrower. Got a little movement, a little tail on the end of it.
Well, he's a pitcher rather than a thrower.
Mm-hmm. And if you got an 0-84 ERA, you're going to be.
Here's the pitch. That's a little bit low. Ball one, 1-1.
He has thrown a lot of ball pitches tonight. The Albia hitters have, the Albia hitters have not gone down. There's been a lot of 3-2 counts when Albia hitters have gone down.
I'd like to see Luce put one down the right field line right here.
I'd like to see Luce put one right over the second baseman's head.
Here's the 1-1 pitch from Hathaway. Good lead by Langer. Got a piece of it, fouled it straight back. But he's in the hole, one and two. One ball, two strikes. If he can get on, Gravert's on deck. We're in the bottom of the fifth, 1-1 ball game. Lou steps out. Back in, open stance. Here's the pitch on the way. Got a piece of this one, fouls it off to the right, and that'll carry out of play. We'll do it again, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. North Polk has more pitching than just Hadaway. They've got a kid on their bench who's outstanding, too. Cole Jackson, who's been their number two pitcher this year. He doesn't regularly play, but he's an option for them on the mound. Here's the pitch. Strike three. That's 11 strikeouts. Now for Hadaway and Albia again. Strands the runner in scoring position.
For Albia, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base.
We go to the top half of the sixth. It's still North Polk 1, Albia 1. And Bill and Randy, this is shaping up a lot like that Twin Cedars ball game that we did the other night. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I want to remind everybody listening that tomorrow we'll be on the air at 5:15 for 3A action between Sheraton and Clear Lake. The Chargers, the South Central Conference champs this year, will be on the air at 5:15. Bill Saylor, Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes, with the Sheraton Clear Lake game. Then, Thursday, we'll be on the air at 11:30. Twin Cedars in the semifinals goes against number one ranked Mason City Newman. And we'll be on the air with that one at 11:30. So lots more baseball action this week. And, of course, we're certainly hoping that Albia wins tonight because that will mean that we'll be back again Thursday with a second game Thursday. But this is still in doubt yet as we head to the 6-1-1 tie. Ethan Gray's turned in a great performance tonight for Albia. And as good as it's been, an even better performance has been turned in by Jake Hadaway, the outstanding senior pitcher for North Polk. As we head to the top of the sixth, I want to remind you we've got a lot of great sponsors and we appreciate their involvement in bringing you these games. And one of those is Superior Machine. They're proud to support the Albia Blue Demons. They're locally owned and operated. They're an ISO 9001 company. They understand the importance of teamwork and working together for a stronger community. That's Superior Machine. Leading it off, number five here for North Polk as we head to the sixth. And that is Wyatt Hogue, their second baseman.
I've just been handed a note, Richard. Tonight's attendance, 2,893.
We've got some changes, Bill. Do you want to give us those?
Lesson went to left field, and he is replaced in right field, and I'm not sure who that is.
I think we might have Schofield in right field here. We're going to try to run that down from the scores here. But that looks like Bryce Leshen went to left field, as you said, Bill. To left field. Hogue, the second baseman, comes to the plate leading it off here for North Polk. And he's hitless on the night. He fouls this one straight back.
And falls behind 1-2.
It'll be Hogue, Lang, and Corey up for North Polk here in the sixth. You know, you watch this game as we head to the sixth, and it becomes increasingly difficult to figure out how anybody's going to get another run here the way this has went.
Richard, here the other night in the Twin Cedars game, there was 2,073 in attendance. Tonight, we have 2,893.
Pop-up Sanders puts it away at short, one down. Nice attendance tonight for a cool night here at Principal Park. I want to thank Scott Fry again, doing the board work tonight, and he is outstanding. And Joe Millage, who's got us on high fidelity tonight, so if we sound even clearer than ever, it's because we are clearer than ever. And appreciate that. All the good folks up here, Scott Saylor, who runs this tournament with Smokey Barr for the Iowa Cubs, and of course the Iowa Boys Athletic Union Association. They do a fabulous job. There's a number off the fist. Ethan Gray will put this away. Two away. Nice pitch. And Gray is starting to jam some of these hitters, and that is a good sign for him and for the Albia Blue Demons. Two up, two down, and here's Austin Hillebo, their third baseman.
No, Clay Corey.
Clay Corey?
Clay Corey.
Corey the batter,
number eight,
rather.
Number eight hitter.
Lang made the put out. Now it's Corey. Hillebo's on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be nice to get this guy and lead off the seventh with the number nine.
Number nine, yes.
Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Ethan that time.
Be a good time for Ethan's first strikeout tonight.
You know, it's nice here. I'm kind of in the corner up here tonight, but unlike some places we've been this year, I can be in the corner and still see the field.
Strike two.
0-2 now to Corey.
Good pitch by Ethan Gray. Ethan Gray seems to be in total control of himself tonight.
Let's put him away right here. The pitch low for ball, 1-2.
He has had a tendency when he gets in the later innings to let things bother him, but tonight he's in perfect control.
Interestingly enough, he hasn't struck anybody out. Fly ball, Brett Leshin's there. He's got it, and that's out number three. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Albion needs to take that lead now. It's a 1-1 game as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Albion scored a run in the first due to an error by the shortstop after a double by Brett Leshin. And then an error by left fielder Hugh Szczęsny allowed a run to score to tie it up in the fourth for North Polk. That's where we're at now. North Polk has one run on two hits. They've made two errors. One run on three hits and four errors. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's all even here in 2A baseball action. And the winner of this game will play Thursday night at 8 against Carroll Kemper. Let's hope it's the Albion Blue Demons. And speaking of the Albion Blue Demons, we want to tell you about some of our sponsors again, including Stephen Leslie Goodlow. Stephen Leslie Goodlow are proud to sponsor the Albion Blue Demons at the state baseball tournament. They wish them continued success. Go Big Blue. B&W Plumbing and Heating. Rick Whistler is proud to sponsor the Albion Blue Demons at state baseball championship games. Give Rick a call, 932-5632. 5632 for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Get the job done right by the right team, B&W Plumbing and Heating. Now, we want to mention, too, the Albion Booster Club. They're proud of the Albion Blue Demons and wish the baseball team continued success at the state tournament, and they're proud to sponsor them. Remember, the Albion Booster Club counts on the support of the community and will be holding their annual membership drive in August. Gabe Grabert leads it off here for Albion in the bottom of the sixth. Left-handed batter, Albion catcher. Time to get something going here.
5-6-7 coming up for Albion with Grabert, Osing, and Sanders.
Chopper back to Hadaway. That's an easy play. He's got it on one hop, the first one down. Griffin Osing comes to the plate. We've got the Albion Brewing Company commercial coming up in the next inning, Bill, and it's going to be your turn to tell us about that, so be thinking about that. Randy got him earlier, and it's going to be
Griffin Osing at the plate now. He struck out his first time, grounded out to third base, and there he just drove a line drive over the second baseman's head for a single.
That's Albion's fourth hit of the game, and Osing now is at first with one out, and that brings to the plate Vic Sanders. Well, that's the potential, and I say potential, winning run, but certainly the lead run at first now. Osing's at first, one out, Vic Sanders the batter, and Vic's had a tough night at the plate. Osing's going to run. He just took that leg brace off.
Vic Sanders down to talk to Coach Jim Cagle. Now he comes back, takes his spot in the left-hand batter's box.
Vic has walked and struck out. I said he had a tough night at the plate. The time he struck out, Hadaway just owned him up there. Hadaway struck out 11. Osing inching off first. They haven't really tested Lang now. There's a throw to first, and Osing back in.
Victor, what
would be nice, Randy, is if they'd throw one over there and it'd go down the right field line.
Yeah, that'd be great. Vic had squared the bunt on that.
I think he'll be hitting away here. Let's see. He is, and he takes it for a ball. Albion just hasn't hit the ball well enough tonight to try to put a runner at second base and then have two out and hope to get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to string a couple of things together here on the sixth. 1-1 ball game. Osing really watching Hadaway intently. Inches off the pitch from Hadaway, and he missed again. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. They were expecting the bunt that time. The third baseman, Hillebo, was rushing in at third. They're holding Osing at first, Brandon Corey. Two balls, no strikes. Sanders awaiting the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Had to take there on 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, work some of your old coaching magic here and get us a base hit.
What do you think, Bill? What would you do if you were still coaching?
2-1.
Bill says he wouldn't do anything.
The pitch and
the bunt foul at the plate.
It's 2-2. Phil just said, get a good pitch and smack it. That's about all you can say here.
Well, that's what Vic Sanders is going to have to do now. He's behind. Well, he's even at 2-2.
And he's, as I said, really having trouble making contact tonight. But everybody has with Hathaway. Here's the 2-2 pitch from the stretch. The belt, the pitch way outside and low. Ball three. Now, this is a big pitch right here. If Sanders can get on any old way here, Albie is going to have an opportunity to punch something home. Bryce Leshin's on deck. Short lead by Osing. 3-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Ball four. And Albie has runners at first and second. One out. And here's Bryce Leshin, the freshman, who never gets intimidated, gets his rips, and he's got a chance to put Albie on top with a base hit here. Jim Cagle giving the signs. And now we're going to get a visit to the mound here by head coach Dave Middleton to go talk to his pitcher, Jake Hathaway. Hathaway's had good stuff and good control all night. In fact, that is only his third walk of the evening. He's yielded four hits, three walks. He struck out a whole boatload of batters tonight, 11 batters. Outstanding outing. And only giving up one run. And we may get some action down there. We are in the North Polk bullpen. And that is going to be their other ace. And that's Cole Jackson down there warming up. Another right-hander for them. Has a good fastball. And as I say that, he throws one over the bullpen catcher's head.
Cole Jackson with a 1.25 ERA. 7-2 on the year. He has one save. Has 88 strikeouts.
But they're not going to him yet, though, Randy.
Two-thirds innings pitch.
They're not going to go there yet.
That's just what they've got in the bullpen.
I think you have to ride this horse to the finish. Hathaway has had an outstanding night. And they're going to leave him in. Jackson leisurely throwing down there. So anything they might do is not imminent. One out. From the stretch, the pitch. Leshin, good cut, and he fouls it straight back. He didn't get cheated that time. 0-1. No balls, one strike. If Leshin can gun on, O'Leary's up there next. Long look down to Jim Cagle. Albie needs a base hit. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 1-1 ball game. Number two ranked North Polk and the Albie Blue Demons. From the belt, Hathaway goes to work. The pitch. There's a base hit to left. Here comes Osing. They may have to hold him. They're going to send him. Here comes the throw, and he is out at the plate. And I knew we were in trouble. I kept looking for Jim Cagle to hold him there. He didn't, and there was no way. That ball was just hit too shallow that time and too hard. Leshin with the base hit to left. He goes to second on the throw, but they executed that just beautifully, and Osing was out by a mile at home plate.
Well, you gotta test the arm.
Well, I tell you though, Randy, I think Albie could have had the bases loaded with one out, and boy, I was hoping they'd hold him because you could just see that developing. The left fielder that time, Smith, charged that, and remember, Smith is an all-district outfielder for them. Played it perfectly, has a great arm, got it in, and Osing's out at the plate. There's two away, and now it's going to be up to O'Leary, second, third. Let's have another hit and score two this time. That's low for a ball. Griffin has good speed, but he doesn't have the speed of some of the Albion players up higher in the order that time. He got a good turn at third, but there was just no way there. They just executed it beautifully.
Vic Sanders ends up at third and Leshin at second, so a single will put the go-ahead run on up.
Ball two. Bill says we need a wild pitch. I'd take that right now. Here's the 2-0 on the way, and it's a strike right in there to O'Leary. I'll tell you, if he could get it down, third baseman's playing back in his regular spot. If he could put a bunt down the third baseline, we would score a run here, and he'd beat it out. Even though there are two out, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. We may look back on that as a very big play in this ball game.
Mm-hmm. But it had to be a perfect throw.
It had to be.
You had to try it.
That's why North Polk's ranked second in the state. 2-2 pitch. Hathaway shakes off the sign. Shakes off another. And another. And now O'Leary will step out. Obviously, Hathaway has an idea what he wants to throw, and he's not on the same page with Lang. Second and third, two out. Albia had a great opportunity there to take the lead. They still do. Here's the pitch.
Hey, a wild pitch. Here comes a run in to score the throw.
Oh.
And he is out at the plate. Can you believe it?
Wow. My word, that wild pitch hit the backstop and bounced 20 feet back up into fair territory. All the catcher had to do was turn around, catch the rebound, flip it to the pitcher, and they were waiting.
And Sanders is out at the plate. My. Albia loses two runners at home plate in the bottom of the sixth. And, Bill, we got what you wanted, the wild pitch. It went clear to the screen. They got the perfect bounce. Usually it'll squirt to the right or left. It came right back to them. And they get to put out at the plate.
Man, that was like a handball court.
Well, Scott, we're going to send it back to you as we get ready to head to the top of the seventh. We're tied 1-1.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk-sized packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
This is Cora Lesson. My husband Ron and I want to wish our grandsons, Brett and Bryce, and all their teammates the very best of luck Monday. I hope you all can come out and support them. They've been playing amazing baseball. Good luck.
We're back here at Principal Park. Albia had its chance in the bottom of the sixth. They had two runners cut down at home plate. We head to the seventh. It's tied 1-1, and it's number nine coming to the plate for North Polk, and that's Austin Hillebeau. And then back to the top of the order.
Austin Hillebeau takes first strike. First pitch from Ethan Gray. A strike.
That's foul back, foul strike back two.
Quickly down 0-2.
No balls, two strikes. On deck, it's Grant Schiltz, then Reed Smith. Well, we had some excitement there in the bottom of the sixth, but Albia did not convert, and we've seen that from both clubs, though, tonight. North Polk missed some chances earlier, too. Line shot, base hit to left. The number nine hitter, Hillebeau, is on, and that is not good because now we're into the top of the order, Grant Schiltz. That is only the third hit off Ethan Gray tonight. Albia's going to hit them 5-3. Well, I can tell you we're going to get a pinch runner in here. Number eight for them is Matt Cox coming in to run for North Polk. And North Polk is a team that certainly will try to advance that runner into scoring position via the bunt. They are a team that we saw in the first inning try to do that. And then some poor base running really cost them. Let's not forget, fellas, that in the first inning, North Polk's base running guffaws cost them.
Cost them. That's right.
And Albia has had their own share of that, of course, in the bottom of the sixth.
But I'll tell you what, Albia has given the number two team in the state all they wanted tonight.
Short lead by the runner at first. That's Cox. Key sequence here in the seventh. No room for error now. Ethan Gray will work from the stretch. The pitch, there's the bunt, it's foul. Strike one. And little Matt Cox there at first has some speed for North Polk. So we'll do it again. No balls, one strike. Top of the order for North Polk. This is their opportunity. Cox is only a freshman. He's stolen five of six bases this year in limited duty. He's pretty much their substitute runner they like to use. He's got a good lead. I'd like to see Ethan go over there. He fakes him back. The nice thing is here that Albia will have the last at bat, which is real big at this point. Empire's call time.
Something the matter with Vic Sanders at shortstop.
And he's got a little, as we say, owie. He's coming over. You know, on the ball that Osing was thrown out on the plate on the base hit by Leshen, That ball was hit so very hard, and it's tough to score on that from second base unless you've got a big lead when that ball's hit so hard and the outfielder's charging who has a good arm. And, Bill, I know you were mentioning that, too. It's just pretty tough to make that work for you unless you've got blazing speed, a big lead, and you're running with the pitch. And Vic, of course, doesn't have blazing speed, but the carom off the screen was so good for them in the bottom of the sixth inning. I mean, quite often.
It is Schofield and Wright.
It is, yes. Schofield, as I said, wasn't right. One of the things you talk about, if you're playing on some of the high school diamonds we see all year long, if you get that ball, go back past the plate and hit the screen, you're going to get crazy spins and everything else off of it. But let's remember here at a Triple-A ballpark that's one of the best in the country, you're not going to get all those screwy hops and bounces when a ball goes back to the screen. That's high for a ball. One ball and one strike. They're worried about the runner at first, but it's important they concentrate on the hitter here. Gray goes to work. Strike two. Looked like he wanted to bunt and just looked a little confused on what he was really trying to do that time. So Schiltz has two strikes, one ball, two strikes. And the ever-dangerous Reed Smith is coming up for North Pope for the Comets. Beautiful night for baseball, and what a game it's been. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball back to Gray. Could be two. Down to second for one, and not a good throw again by Ethan. Sanders had to save that throw to get the lead runner, and they got him. Fielder's choice for the batter, and that runner is still standing down at second. I don't know what for. They called him out. And we've got some kind of a protest from the coach here. He thinks he was safe, and now what are we getting here? Now,
well, now the coach turns around and retreats back beyond the third base foul line.
The umpire completely and very obviously rung him up as a force out at second base, and the runner down there, Cox, is still standing there. And now their coach is talking to the home plate umpire, Wubker, and now he's going to leave second base.
Now he's going back into the dugout.
And I don't know what the deal was there. If he's on second base and the umpire calls him out, he shouldn't be standing there. But their coach was protesting, and so now he leaves and goes to the dugout. What's that, Bill? Sanders saved the play there. They had a chance for two there. If Ethan makes a good straight throw, they had a real chance to get a couple there. But the important thing is they get the lead runner, and now there's one out.
But Sanders broke late to the bag also.
Yes, he did. Albia's defense has been tentative tonight. Now you've got speed at first.
Oh, there's a wild throw. How can you do that? I mean, it was just a little lob over the first base, Ethan.
Ethan throws it over the head of Austin Luce, and there's the lead run down to second base now. Wow.
He just turned around and just said, I'm just going to throw this over here just to check you, let you know I'm here, and threw it over Austin Luce's head.
And that's the fifth error of the night by Albia. And this one, let's hope, doesn't prove to be costly. Because now Schiltz is at second base with one out. And a base hit could put North Polk ahead. Gray goes to work. The pitch. There's a fly ball foul over in the left side. So that is a strike. One strike to Reed Smith. Boy, they just moved the runner into scoring position on that after dodging a bullet.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
Albia's defense tonight, at best, has been shoddy.
Ethan, you've thrown a very good game tonight.
There's strike two.
I hope that mistake right there doesn't come back to haunt the Blue Demons.
Reed Smith in the hole 0-2. Well, he needs to bust him here and get him out on strikeout. He steps off. No balls, two strikes. This is just a great performance by Albia tonight, but probably the worst defensive game we've seen all season. They're just really having some trouble. There's a shot out of the center. That's a put away for Brett Leshin. Two down. He had him played perfectly. Two away, and here's Russell Green. Boy, if they can get out of this.
The baseball gods have looked down on Albia tonight.
Russell Green, their junior. Shortstop comes up. Strong right-handed batter. Two out. The lead run, the go-ahead runs at second. Green's the batter. He's a junior. Hit 330 on the year. Drove in 27. Ethan Gray goes to work. Strong right-handed batter, and we're going to step off and do it again. Well, I'll guarantee you, they're going to try to score that runner at second on any kind of base hit, much like we saw Jim Cagle do with Osing. Good cut, foul back to the screen, strike one. He had a rip that time. We're getting a lot of these 1-1 games up here so far in the tournament. One ball, one strike. Bill would like to have some pitcher there with an Uncle Charlie right now. Here's the pitch. High for a ball, fastball. 1-1. Like to see him jam him here in on the fist. Brandon Corey on deck, their first baseman. The pitch, slow curve, high, ball two, 2-1. Ethan tried to tantalize him that time, but didn't follow through. Stayed up high on the curveball, 2-1. Again, he checks the runner. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike two. One strike away from getting out of the inning here in the seventh. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second, two out. 1-1 ball game. First round, 2A action. Albion North Polk. Ethan Gray checks with Gravert. They're ready to go to work. The pitch from Gray. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
His first strikeout tonight. Ethan Gray records his first strikeout tonight for the North Pole Comets. There were no runs on one hit, one error, and one left on base.
Now, all you folks at home, as the late Jim Zobel said, hug and kiss those radios, because any old kind of an Albion run will win it tonight. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's North Polk, second ranked in the state of Iowa, 1. The Albion Blue Demons 1. And any kind of a run does it.
And we're looking at 9-1-2 in the batting order.
Joe Millage is behind us. And, Joe, what do you think of this one?
Unbelievable. When you look at Albia's record, you look at the teams they've played. We've talked about this all season, Rich Grimes. They've played the likes of Sheraton, top team in the state. Van Buren, top team in the state. Twin Cedars, Class 1A, obviously making a trip here. Eddyville-Blakesburg, I think that's helped prepare them. They look so good. I'll tell you, I've never seen them look as poised. I don't get to see a lot of ball games, but this Albia team looks very poised outside of the errors, obviously. They are poised and ready to win this ball game.
Well, it's a great ball game. Bill Saylor, what do you think here as we go to the bottom of the seventh?
I think we got to manufacture a run any way we can. Right now, I don't want to see any more strikeouts. Put the ball in play and make North Polk put us out on the field. You can't just give it to them. Hit the ball at them.
Well, everybody here tonight's gotten their money's worth, haven't they? Bottom of the seventh. Boy, if we could have plated one of those runs in the bottom of the sixth, we'd be doing our post game right now. But how about doing it here in about 3 or 4 minutes? Bottom of the seventh, leading it off, Austin O'Leary. Nifty fielding second baseman. Get on any way you can.
Austin O'Leary's been up twice tonight. He's grounded out to second, and he's grounded out to the pitcher.
Terrific pitching performances tonight. Terrific pitching performances tonight, Randy, by Ethan Gray and by Jake Hathaway. Both these pitchers have pitched around some trouble, but Hathaway's been magnificent. But Ethan Gray, even though he's had some miscues, has made the plays and the pitches when he had to.
Well, I tell you, I just about come right out of this press box when he just soft-tossed that ball over to first base, and it was 4 foot, 4 foot, 5 foot over Austin, loses his head. It's just inexcusable, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? But the baseball gods were shining.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Austin O'Leary, and then it'll be the top of the order for Albion. Any kind of run will win it. Want to remind you, tomorrow night, 5:15, we'll be on the air. 3A action, Sheraton Chargers, South Central Conference champions taking on Clear Lake. We'll be on with their pregame at 5:15. You won't want to miss our features with that. Then we're back up here Thursday. We'll be on the air at 11:30 as Twin Cedars takes on number one ranked Mason City Newman. The number one and two teams in the state will be on the air with that at 11:30. And we'd like nothing better than to be here again Thursday night, because the winner of this game plays Thursday night against Carol Kemper, who won the earlier game tonight. Let's hope It's the guys in blue, the Albion Blue Demons.
Austin O'Leary walking up to the plate, taking his spot in the right hand batter's box. He will be followed by number 14, Drew Schofield, who come in to play right field. He will be hitting in the number one spot for the Blue Demons.
Here's the pitch to O'Leary. It's a strike. And, of course, then Ethan Gray will come to the plate. Any kind of a run will do it. Albia 1, North Polk 1. Albia's had 5 hits. North Polk only 3 hits tonight. Here's the pitch from Hathaway. There's a shot down the line. It's curving. And the first baseman makes the play. Nice job. Great job that time. Took off the bat, just tailed away from the line, and Brandon Corey puts it away, one down. Well, here's Drew Schofield. We saw Drew earlier this year have a base hit to drive in the run and win a game. Number 14.
Mm-hmm. That was against Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
His mother and a lot of the other mothers put together some great meal last night for the team after their practice. High for a ball. On deck, it's Ethan Gray. It seems like so many games we've been doing here in the last couple of weeks have been extra innings. Are we headed that way again?
Looks like it might be, Rich.
There's a strike. 1-1. They don't want to do this to these old guys up in the booth. Here's the 1-1 pitch. What's that? Strike two. 1-2. Is he going to ring up number 13 here? Hathaway really working quickly. And that's fouled off to the right.
Fouled right into the North Polk dugout.
And by the way, that's not Hathaway. That's number 12, Grant Lang. They changed pitchers,
okay, they
boys.
Did change pitchers, didn't they?
Grant Lang, the new pitcher for them. Hathaway's out of there. I knew as soon as I looked at that, that's not him. So Lang's now pitching. We need to get that change, Randy. Strike three. I know Lang just struck out Schofield, two down. We'll get the Hathaway cannot be the loser. Nor the winner now. Lang, who'd been their outstanding catcher, is in for them. And it's up to Ethan Gray here. Lang is now pitching for North Polk. And Lang on the season, just another one of their great pitchers. And Lang on the year is 6-1 with a 1.35 ERA. He struck out 66 and 41 in a third innings. Opponents have only hit 127. So Lang is in there now, and behind the plate for them is number 10. And number 10 for North Polk is
Grant Schultz.
So that was their change. Hathaway is now at first. So Hathaway went to first, Lang from catcher to pitch, and behind the plate now it's number 10, Schultz. There's a chopper by Gray. Hits slowly the second baseman. He's up with it. Oh, he almost threw it away, but over to first, and we're going extra innings. So Lang comes in. Grant Lang to pitch for North Polk. And he retires the side in order, and we're going extra innings here. Can you believe it? 1-1 ball game. North Polk and Albia. And already I think Albia's made a statement in this game, taking on the number 2 ranked team in the state of Iowa. And they have taken them into extra innings. We're 1-1. Both clubs have one run in this game. Albia's run scored on a double by Brent Leshen in the first and an error by the shortstop allowed Ethan Gray to come in and score. That was the first run. An error by Albia's left fielder, Hugh Sinclair, let a run come in for North Polk in the fourth, and that's it tonight. 3 hits from North Polk, 5 hits for Albia. Albia uncharacteristically has made 5 errors, North Polk 2. And we're 1-1 as we go to the 8th inning here. The winner takes on Carroll Kemper Thursday night. So Ethan Gray goes to the mound again here to pitch the 8th. And unbelievable baseball action here tonight. We appreciate all the sponsors we've had tonight. And I think I just want to mention right now one of those, and that's your turn, Bill, the Albia Brewery. Tell us all about it.
The Albia Brewery on the north side of the Albia Square. Mr. Lindbergh has created a wonderful spot for Albia people who want to sample some homebrew and the best pizza, some wonderful sandwiches. They're open, I think, from Wednesday through Saturday. And you, if you have not been there, you better go there.
Brandon Corey, leadoff hitter.
And they have great food, and we love them. Well, we head to the eighth here, leading it off. Number one for North Polk, Brandon Corey. The totals on Hathaway for the ball game. He gave up one run on five hits, struck out a total of 11 and walked four. Great effort by their outstanding senior pitcher for North Polk. Ethan Gray is still out there for Albia, though, as we head to the eighth. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper back to Gray. What a play by Ethan. This throw is good to lose one out. Joe just mentioned to me North Polk has only scored fewer than two runs all year, twice in 33 games. So in their 33 games, this is their only the second time they've scored this few runs in a regular seven-inning ball game. What's that tell you about Albia tonight?
It tells me Albia, if Albia hadn't committed so doggone many errors, we'd have won this game 1-0.
1-0. Isn't that amazing? Mm. There's a shot. Oh, past Griffin Osing for a base hit. And number 11 that time, Jake Hathaway, just had a big base hit. Well, he's not pitching now, but he helped the North Polk cause with a base hit there. That is only their fourth hit of the night, and it brings to the plate Wyatt Hogue. As we mentioned, in the bottom of the seventh, they went to Grant Lang, their catcher. They moved Hathaway to first, and Schiltz behind the plate. So Hathaway is no longer online for a win or loss, but he'd like to be the run that gets ahead here for North Polk, but it's going to take some help from his teammates. He's got some speed on the bases. Number five's the batter, and that is Wyatt Hogue. Swing and a miss, strike one. Ethan Gray is not going to go quietly here. He is a gamer. He's pretty fresh. He hasn't pitched for some time, so this eighth inning is not a problem for him. Big lead down there by Hathaway. Will they be running? He has very good speed. He's going. Swing and a miss, strike two. Throw down by Gravert, and way wide of the bag, and a good save by Sanders. And as I kind of alluded to, Hathaway has good speed. He took advantage of it, and he's at second. He's the lead run now. And two strikes on the batter, number five, Hogue. And Gray could use the strikeout right here. The Albia infield has to make sure that on any ball hit, they at least keep it on the infield and can knock it down. The pitch, high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. O'Leary back on the grass there at second. Sanders playing deep at first. One of the things that's concerned me is sometimes we're a little too deep, I think, on that infield. It's tough to get a speedy runner tonight.
And Sanders could not get over to second base in time to take that throw from Gabe Gravert. And we've seen that twice tonight.
I think we've got to play it in a little tighter. One ball, two strikes. Good cut that time by Hogue. Ethan, long look into Gravert. He'll go to work here. From the belt, the pitch on the way. There's a chopper hit to Osing at third. He's got it. Looks the runner back. Light, long throw in time. Nice play by Gravert. Osing, and we've said all season long, he's got good reflexes, he's got soft hands, and he's got a strong arm, and that's just ideal for playing third base at any level. And now there are two out, and the left-handed batter, Grant Lang, comes up. Lang is a right-handed pitcher and thrower, left-handed batter. On the night, Bill, he has not done a whole lot. He's reached on an error. He did have one hit. He's one for three. But he has scored their only run in an error by left fielder. Had enough evening. And that ball on the fastball. One ball, no strikes. Albia will have the heart of the order in the bottom of the eighth. What will the score be? Ethan Gray, ready to go to work. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike right at the belt. Good fastball, 1-1. Eighth inning, 1-1 tie. The winner plays Carroll Kemper Thursday night at 8. Gray again, ready to go to work. Looks at Hathaway, brings the pitch, high fly ball. Hit out into shallow right.
Will somebody now, call it?
They've got it. Leshen's
okay,
got it.
Good.
I never had to worry about that at all, Randy.
Oh, boy, I did, because they just kind of looked at one another.
That's because Brett Leshen knew he had it all the way. I saw Schofield look over at him. O'Leary looked at him, and I knew it was Leshen's. He puts it away for out number three. And that is five catches now by Brett Leshen in center field tonight. He's pretty steady out there. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Again, I'll say what I said earlier. Any old kind of run does it, and Albia has the heart of the batting order coming up. Leshen, loose, Gravert, and Osing. One run will do it. Scott, give us a word from one of our great sponsors and send it right back, and we'll try to put this one away. Principal Park, Bill Saylor, my good friend, Randy Stafford, my good friend, yours truly, Rich Grimes, Joe Millage up here, owner and manager of KIIC, and boy, he's given us the technology tonight. We should sound very clear and crisp to you. Let's hope we can bring you a victory. Brent Leshen leads it off here in the eighth, bottom of the eighth, and he takes ball one. Leshen, loose, grabbered. If anybody gets on, Osing. How about a gap shot here? Been looking for that all night. The pitch to Leshen. Inside, ball two. 2-0. Lang on in relief of Hathaway in the seventh. They have terrific pitching. But Albie's pitching has been terrific tonight from Ethan Gregg. Good cut by Brett. Strike one, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Leshen was Albie's leading hitter this season. Hit .475. Been kind of quiet tonight, although he did have one hit. Good cut again, strike two. Halby's just had trouble putting the ball in play a lot tonight. Lots of strikeouts. Attribute that to the outstanding North Polk pitching. Long look in by Lang. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball. Oh, my God.
No, he rung him up.
And that ball was a foot inside. I've got a great angle, better than you two there. And Leshen looked at the umpire there. And that ball, not complaining, but I would have looked at the umpire on that one myself. Oh, my goodness. Here's Austin Luce. The catcher reached in for that and did not even frame that one. He was way inside. One ball to lose. Osing's on. Grabbert's on deck, then Osing. Loose with that open stance we've seen all year. There's a shot right at the shortstop. Two down. And here's Grabbert. Well, are we going to go nine? Boy, both teams have had opportunities. Albia had the best chance to put this away in the bottom of the sixth, and they had two runners thrown out at the plate.
This is deja vu all over again, Rich. We were here Friday night. We went nine.
The pitch now to Grabbert. There's a looper foul for a strike. In that game, Twin Cedars got three runs in the ninth and defeated the defending state champions, Martinsdale St. Mary's, 4-1.
Gabe Grabbert for the night has struck out twice and grounded back to the pitcher. He is 0-3 for the night.
How about a little two-out thunder? The pitch to Grabbert. That one missed, 1-1. Osing is on deck. He wants a chance here in this inning. Grabbert steps back in. The pitch from Lang. Here it comes. And that's low in the dirt. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls and one strike. Outfield straight away, not too deep for Grabbert. Two out. Here's the pitch from Lang. There's a hard hit ball up the middle, and it's a base hit for Grabbert. And that, my friends, is the winning run with two out. And here's Griffin Osing coming to the plate. And I don't have to tell you what a clutch hitter he's been this season. The number two hitter, .414 hitter for Albia, had the big two-run homer against Mediapolis, has a double in this game, and right now I'm surprised they're not running for Gabe Grabbert.
Exactly. I cannot believe there isn't a courtesy runner coming out of that dugout.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Way out front, Osing. Strike one. Gabe would have trouble scoring even on a double on this one. So I'm kind of amazed at that. He's come up with the big base hit. It's going to take a real poke here by Osing. Short lead by Grabbert. Here's the pitch to Osing. It's high for a ball. Fastball, 1-1. Really surprised at that.
I think they've got Aaron Ambrose, Christian Summers,
Langer,
Linger's already pitched.
Yeah, he's been used. There's a fly ball hit out.
Yeah, but he's got
the infield to the edge of the grass. Second baseman's got it. Three outs. Well, folks, we're going to the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We've played eight. Totals so far, North Polk, one run on four hits, two errors. Albia, one run, six hits, five errors. We head to the ninth inning. This will be Ethan Gray's last inning of work. Albia leaves that runner on, and we are tied 1-1. And we'll be back right after this.
If you can't think of speed and pontoon in the same sentence, let Malone Motorsports of Monroe change your mind with a Manitou pontoon. Designed with V-Tune technology, that means you're spending your summer on a pontoon with greater acceleration, higher top-end speed, and stability. See Malone Motorsports of Monroe.
If it has chrome, rides on two wheels, and sounds like this, it needs to be at Bike Night in Knoxville. It's Bike Night this Friday in downtown Knoxville from 6 till 10. Featuring live music from Mr. Fogley. Brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville, Raceway Tire, Iowa State Savings Bank, H&R Block, Knoxville Raceway, and Dairy Queen.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Just like to wish the Albia Blue Demons the best of luck up at state tournament this week. I know Monday they have a big game coming up, so we're praying and rooting for them.
We're back here in the ninth inning. Can you believe it? Albia 1, North Polk 1. Number 2 ranked North Polk against your Albia Blue Demons, and we're tied as we head to the ninth inning. I want to thank Scott Fry back in the studio for all he's doing tonight, and of course, we're working here together tonight, Randy, Bill, and I. What a ball game this has been. You're getting your money's worth tonight. 1-1, North Polk here coming to bat in the top of the ninth. Clay Corey, the number 8 hitter, followed by Austin Hillebeau in the top of the order, Grant Schultz.
Clay Corey has walked his first at-bat and flown out to center field twice, so he's 0 for 2 tonight.
Ethan Gray has turned in a great performance tonight for Albia. Fouled off strike one. He's only given up 4 hits. His fielding's been a little erratic tonight, but he has pitched a good ball game. He's pitched better than a good ball game.
He's pitching like a senior that doesn't want it to end tonight.
Here's the pitch from Gray, and it's high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Albia will send the bottom three in the order up. Here's the pitch, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Kirill Kuemper has to love this because they'll get a team that's going to be a little bit tired after this effort. But there's a few days off. That one's fouled down the line, and we'll do it again. Down the right field side, 1-2. Well, I know that the state tournament people here, Bill, are thrilled with games like this. We were talking to your good buddy up here earlier today, and they had two great afternoon games, and they're not getting disappointed here, are they? Dirksy said it was great. That's high ball, too. Well, you don't want to put a runner on here. Ethan needs to bring this one in, 2-2. Clay Corey, senior, the batter, the pitch.
Strike.
Oh, my goodness. It's a little low.
Hey, I called it up here. Sure did look like a strike. Sure did look like where it's been all night long for a strike.
Full count now, 3-2. Well, you don't want to give a pass here. Here's a 3-2 pitch from Ethan Gray. He walked him. That's not good. So now, the number 8 hitter Corey's on, and here's Austin Hillebeau, and you can expect a bunt here, I think. Number 7 Hillebeau. He is 1-for-3. Had a base hit his last time up there. And let's take a look at what Corey's done. Corey's got pretty average speed, big lead at first. I would have to think they're bunting here. Here's the pitch. He does. He takes it. It's a ball. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. Have to throw strikes right now. Gray delivers the pitch. There's the bunt. Right back to Ethan. He's got to play at second. He got him. Nice play
nice
that time.
Play
and there's
Ethan
a good
Gray.
Throw, Randy.
Yeah, it was an excellent throw.
The bunt back to Ethan Gray. He put it right there, and they make the put out. Nice play that time. Get the lead runner, fielder's choice for the batter. That goes back to the top of the order to Grant Schiltz, the right fielder. Runner at first, one out. Schiltzy for them has a walk, and he's 0 for 3 other than that. I think he should be 0 for 4, Bill. Good lead by the runner, Hillebeau. Here's the pitch. There's a shot up the middle, and that's a base hit. And that'll put runners at first and second, now one out. That's the fifth hit of the night for North Polk, and troubles are brewing because here's Reed Smith. First and second, one out, and North Polk threatens here in the ninth.
Reed Smith has got on an error, grounded out to second twice, and flew out to center his last at-bat.
Smith, I said earlier in the broadcast, all district for them. And he has been a thorn in our side tonight. It was him who came up with a great play in left field to get the relay started, to get Osing at the plate, which could have been the winning run in this game for Albia. And now he's up there again with two on and one out. Left-handed batter. Gray steps off. On deck, it's Russell Green, their shortstop. The pitch on the way. High fly ball on the infield. Vic Sanders calls for it. He shifts over, puts it away. Two down. Big, big put out there. And, of course, that's what you want. In fact, that's an infield fly. Two out. And here's Russell Green. Russell Green. What's Green done in the night, Bill?
Russell Green has a sacrifice. Then he got a single, a walk, and a strikeout.
Two out. You want to make sure you can knock that ball down. You don't want it to get through here. A pitch from Gray. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Good fastball from Ethan. This is going to be Ethan's last inning of work, no matter what happens here in the ninth. And that would mean if we go another inning, we're going to see Vic Sanders, I would imagine.
I'd like to know what his pitch count is. There should be somebody around here that has kept it.
They keep it down in the dugout. Here's the pitch from Gray. Outside. One ball, one strike.
Well, I tell you what, if he's missing, Richard, it isn't by far.
He missed that time, but he's around the plate, and that's what you want to be. I just hope he doesn't hang one here. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Ethan Gray. On the way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Well, Green's had trouble tonight catching up with Gray, and Ethan could try to get him to chase. If he can make the good pitch on that outside corner and keep the ball down, he'll ring him up right here. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Gray with two on and two out. Here it is. He went there, but he was a little outside. 2-2. Well, he's got to make this his money pitch. He doesn't want to load the bases.
Okay, Ethan. Settle yourself down.
Stay within yourself and smoke it by him. The pitch from Gray. Now he's going to step off. Two on, two out. We're tied 1-1 in the ninth. Five hits for North Polk, six for Albia. Both teams have scored their only run
on errors.
On errors. Here's the pitch on the way.
Swing
struck
him out.
Whoa. He struck him out.
He blew it by him.
And Ethan Gray is going to get kudos and handshakes from that Albia squad. He has pitched nine innings tonight. This will be at either way for him, nine innings, and gave up only one run on five hits. And Bill's going to figure some totals there. You can't do any more than he did tonight. Unbelievable. We're going to head to the bottom of the ninth, and I've said this for several innings, and I think we should just take advantage of it. Now, any run for Albia will win this ballgame. They're going to send up Sanders, Leshen, and O'Leary. And again, any kind of run wins it. Scott, give us one of our great commercials from one of our sponsors, and we're going to take it back here right after this.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Principal Park in Des Moines. We're in the bottom of the ninth, 1-1, North Polk and Albion. Bill, the final totals on Ethan Gray tonight.
Final totals for Ethan Gray. Fished a great game. Fished nine innings. Gave up only five hits and allowed one run. He walked four and struck out two. If Albion can score in this inning, he will be the winning pitcher.
Leading off for the Albion Blue Demons will be shortstop Vic Sanders.
And he takes it for ball one. Bill, I'm counting on you now. Get us a run, buddy. Put the hex on him here. Vic Sanders, Bryce Leshen, Austin O'Leary. It was at this part of the batting order in the bottom of the sixth, Albie had a chance to win it. There's a strike, 1-1, because Bryce Leshen had that big base hit that almost drove in Griffin Osing, but he was cut down at the plate, and then Sanders was cut down on the plate on what looked like it was going to be a wild pitch. Fouled off, strike two, 1-2. One of the big problems for Albie tonight, lots of strikeouts. They haven't put the ball in play very much. Ethan only had one strikeout on the night, but that's not been the case for North Polk. They've struck out a plethora of batters. I think 13 Albion batters, Bill says. 13. Got to put the ball in play. The 1-2 pitch by Greg Lang, who came in for their ace, Jake Hathaway, in the seventh. The pitch, that's high for a ball. 2-2. Lang is a hard thrower. We thought they might go to Cole Jackson, but they didn't. They went to Lang. He looks into their catcher, number 10, Grant Schultz. Here's the pitch on the way. And just missed high. 3-2. Oh, I'd like to see Sanders get on here. And Albie could play a little small ball and put this one away. Lang is not wild by any means, though. He's around that plate. He goes to work here, 3-2. The pitch, little chopper right back to him. That's an easy play. Lang runs it first, underhands it, one down. And it's up to Bryce Leshen. My, my, my. Somebody tonight is going to lose a heartbreaker, aren't they?
But this has been a very, very good baseball game. There's been some silly plays out there, but they've come back and they battled through them, both teams.
The pitch to Leshen. Takes it high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Number 20, Bryce Leshen. Had a base hit tonight. Looked like it might have been a game winner at that point. Good cut. Strike one. 1-1. Want to remind you again, at 5:15 tomorrow night, we'll be on the air. The Sheridan Chargers, South Central Conference champs, against Clear Lake at 5:15. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Went out of the zone on that one. And then Thursday at 11:30, we've got Twin Cedars. Second-ranked Twin Cedars against number one-ranked Mason City Newman will be on there at 11:30. Here's the pitch now from Lang to Leshen. There's a chopper hit just foul down past Jim Cagle. We'll do it again, 1-2. And the winner of this game will play Carroll Kemper on Thursday night. And obviously, if Albie wins this game, we'll have that game for you Thursday night, which in essence would let us be doing a split doubleheader between Twin Cedars and Albion. We'd love to do that, so let's go Blue Demons. One ball, two strikes. Leshen waves that bat around. Lang goes to work. Here's the pitch, and strike three at the letters, and that ball was up. And how many times have we seen called third strikes tonight? That ball was high from my angle.
But I wouldn't have swung at that ball.
You've got to protect. Albion's had, golly, Bill and Randy, how many called third strikes have we taken tonight? Albie's played brilliantly tonight, but with the errors and a lot of strikeouts, that's been problematic. And there's a strike to O'Leary. Gentlemen, we're nearing going to the 10th inning. Unless Austin can keep it going here. Here's the pitch from Lang. Swing and a miss way out in front that time. And O'Leary's in the hole 0-2. We've struck out, what, 14 times tonight? 14 times tonight. Yeah, you've got to put the ball in play. Way high on the fastball, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. You gotta put the ball in play. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The catcher will throw down to first as the ball gets away. Three up, three down. Nothing across. We are going to the 10th inning. North Polk 1, Albia 1. Unbelievable. And we're going to get a pitching change for Albia, obviously, as Ethan Gray will go to shortstop. He turned in 9 stellar innings tonight for Albia. And that means Vic Sanders will come on for Albia to pitch. And we're going to take a look at that. Sanders 9-2. We're going to tell you more about that right after these messages.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Jan Stalzer, and Phil, Jan, and Jake wish the Blue Demons all the best at the state tournament. Go get North Polk.
We're back here at Principal Park in Des Moines, home of the Iowa Cubs. And Joe Millage, you've got something to tell us.
Well, we just want to know if anybody back home is still listening. Did they go to bed? Are they listening from bed? Maybe text our cell phones here, 515-822-1994. Send us a text, 515-822-1994. Give us that text, and we'll make sure we've got folks still awake rooting for the Blue Demons back home. And you said we'll be on the air tomorrow at 515. We might still be on the air.
We're ready. We can do it.
Sounds good.
Vic Sanders has a bandage on his left arm, which is not his throwing arm, a white bandage. The umpire has looked at it. They've made their decision, and it looks like Jim Cagle has come out, and they're going to...
They'll put colored tape on that, probably.
Put black tape over the white tape.
Bill, what do you expect here from Sanders? He's a very different-looking pitcher than Ethan Gray. I know what, Randy, you and Bill, tell me what you think we got going here. Sanders, of course, very, very different style.
Victor Sanders is a very different style pitcher.
We are still pitching against the number 2 ranked team in the state, and he's going to have a tough job.
Victor,
without saying anything more than that.
Victor is very slow.
Because of the competition we're facing right now.
Victor is very slow and very deliberate. He's really going to upset the rhythm of these North Polk batters coming into the plate.
Bill makes a good point there, Randy. You know, whatever difference Vic is in his methodology out there, you're still facing the number 2 team in the state of Iowa. This is just amazing. Albie's held them in check so well tonight.
Vic is going to face the number 4 hitter, Brandon Corey. Brandon Corey got on fielder's choice. He flew out to second. He grounded out to third, and he grounded out to first.
Sanders is 9-2 on the year. He's pitched 64 in the third innings. 2.83 ERA. Opponents have hit 257 against him. And we saw him clinch it against Mediapolis the other night. But he's got to throw strikes. And as you well remember, in his first inning against Mediapolis the other night, they loaded the bases. He struggled early on, mm-hmm. Then he settled in. They mm-hmm. can't afford to do that in this game. Vic goes to work, big right-hander, and it's a strike. That's what he needs to do, one ball and one strike.
Evens the count on Brandon Corey at 1-1. Brandon Corey, a .434 hitter on the season.
Coming into the ball game, Jake Hathaway's on deck, who's giving us fits tonight, of course, both pitching and hitting. Here's the pitch from Sanders, and there's a breaking ball, and he missed. Empire kind of leaned to look and see what ended up. 2 balls and 1 strike. Have to throw strikes. You certainly have to keep that leadoff hitter off base right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Sanders. Way outside, ball 3. 3 balls and a strike. Corey is the batter. On deck, Hathaway, and then out. Hogue, number 1. 3-1 pitch from Sanders. Swing and a miss, strike 2. One thing Vic Sanders does is pitch to contact. He is not going to overpower you by any means. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Line shot right at one down. That's what I mean. You're going to get some pitches to hit, but it's worked for him. He's 9-2 this year.
And his defense knows that they have got to be on their toes when Vic pitches.
Jake Hadaway, the batter. And on the night, Hadaway's had a pretty good evening. William, he has reached on an error. He's grounded out. He's actually 1-for-4. But he pitched an outstanding game. He takes the curve for a strike.
There you go.
Hadaway, for the pitching he did tonight, him and Ethan Gray, neither one will win, and both of them deserve to win. One strike to Hadaway. Sanders goes to work. And he just kind of floats it in there. You know, Bill, I was talking to Larry Millage the other day about the Ephus pitch, which is very slow and had a lot of arc on it. Sanders just is so different than Gray. He brings it in so slowly, it can be problematic for these hitters.
Rip Sewell.
You saw Rip Sewell in the blooper ball.
I saw that. Eddie Wake has seen the line drive to the left field.
Ted Williams hit a home run off Rip Sewell in the All-Star game. Eddie Wake, that was in the All-Star game. Eddie Wake, you said, hit one. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Sanders. That one's fouled off to the right, strike two. It was what? What?
Eddie Wake was shot by a deranged girlfriend in Chicago hotel. He was injured, but he recovered.
What was he going with a deranged girlfriend for? That's why. Oh, he didn't know she was deranged.
Yeah, there's a lot of times they don't show their true colors till later.
He thought she was okay. Well, he found out different, didn't he? Glenn Close ahead of the time. There's a foul ball off to the right. So that almost turned into Fatal Attraction for Eddie Wake. Yeah, we have a lot of useless knowledge. You have no idea how much useless knowledge we have. Where's Alex Trebek when we need him? Two balls and two strikes. We're in the 10th here. 1-1 ball game. Albion North Polk. Come on, Vic. Long look into grabber. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. A little number, and he just got a piece of that. And you can see they're already bothered by his slow pitches because they're way on front. A little bit anxious. Vic sometimes has his two best pitches sometimes are slow and slower. But he has a good breaking ball. He's around the plate. And he doesn't rattle easily. Here's the pitch on the way. There's the ground ball. It's going to get through a base hit. And so they've got a runner at first. Big turn at first there by Hadaway. And here's Hogue now. So again, North Polk's got the lead run on here in the 10th. One on. One out. And Gabe Grabert wants to talk to Vic Sanders. Too bad they lost him there because they had two strikes on him.
Wyatt Hogue is 0-for-4 tonight. He grounded out to short, flew out to second, flew out to short, and grounded out to third in his four appearances at the plate.
On base, of course, Hadaway. Now, we saw Hadaway earlier on base, and he stole a base. Will he be running again? He's got a
big
pretty good
lead.
Size lead down there. Sanders is slow to the plate, basically, so he may be going. He just throws one over there, tosses over. I've got to believe they'll be sending him here. Vic is not quick to the plate. What's that, Bill?
Bill is going to tell us about coaching and stealing bases as soon as he gets the headset on.
We're talking about if this is good strategy for North Polk to send that runner in a just a wide open steal of second base. What I would tell my runners is we would like you to steal, but if you don't get a good jump, don't go. If you do get a jump, go ahead. Now the runner has an idea. You can't just tell him to go on anything unless it's a hit and run or a bases loaded 3-2 pitch. All right, he did steal And I believe he was safe. But the ball got away a little bit, but he stole second base. There was no chance of getting him put out on that. He had a good jump. He's fast. And that's what North Polk coaching strategy decided to do. Just a straight steal. The batter was not involved.
Yeah, the pitch to Wyatt Hogue was a strike. It evens the count at 1-1.
Well, you called that right, Bill. And now he's still got a big lead at second. He's the lead run and maybe a potential winning run. And they've got to get Hogue out here. With one out, Sanders delivers the pitch. There's a ground ball hit. Tossing off his glove. Gray's got it. They're not going to have a play anywhere. That'll be scored a base hit, or will it? Let's see how they score this out there. I think it's going to be a scored a base hit. The nice thing about that is that Osing did at least get a glove on it and kept it on the infield. Gray did the right thing. He came up with it, knew he had no chance. That scored a base hit. And that now is the seventh hit. So now North Polk has hit Albia 7-6. They've got runners at first and second. And here is Grant Lang, the junior. And troubles are brewing here for Albia in the 10th inning with just one out, left-handed batter. And they're hitting Sanders pretty easily here. The pitch, ground ball just foul past the first base bag. And it's a good thing because that might have scored at least one and maybe even two. They're getting way out in front now and pulling Sanders. And Vic just doesn't have the velocity that Ethan had, and right now they seem charmed by that. No balls and one strike. Lang, who is pitching, came on a relief for Hadaway in the bottom of the sixth, or rather the seventh. He's trying to give himself the lead and maybe the win. The pitch. Strike two. Taking that one. Well, we all kind of wondered about that pitch.
Yeah.
And as Bill often says and just said to me, he said, wait till you see the next one, Sonny. Which goes back to the story that he told through the course of the year. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Sanders. Oh, right back to the screen. Boy, he was on that, though. No balls, two strikes. Vic is not fooling anybody here. Boy, if he's got a big, fat curveball in him he can pull down and ring this guy up, this is the time. He's ahead 0-2. He can afford to make him try to chase one here. He's way ahead in the count. Here's the pitch, and he got a piece of that, barely. And again, it's 0-2. Grant Lang's at the plate. On deck, it's Clay Corey, their center fielder. North Polk has seven hits. They've had two this inning. Albia has six. 1-1 tie. We're in the 10th inning. Can you believe it? 2A baseball action. The winner plays Carroll Kemper Thursday night at 8 o'clock. North Polk ranks second in the state, second seeded. Albia seventh seeded, and the Blue Demons have given them all they wanted tonight. The pitch from Sanders, just outside. Good waist pitch that time.
That was a good waist pitch. Excellent.
1-2.
Excellent place for it, Vic.
North Polk's been in the state tournament 11 times. They've been runner-up three times. It's only Albia's second appearance. You wouldn't know it tonight. The pitch on the way from Sanders. Struck him out. No, he got a piece of it. Just a piece. Just got a piece. Head back. Thought he was going to get him there. He was way out in front. Just got a little bit up. Sent it back to the screen. That was a tick.
That was
yes.
A tick.
Boy, that was a good pitch from Sanders. He's still way ahead in the count, 1-2. Runners at first and second. Those are the go-ahead runs for North Polk. Lang hanging tough, the pitch from Sanders, and he nubs one foul again. He is really hanging in there, but barely getting a piece of these. This is where, when we've said this all season long, Albia's had a great season, and they've done it without a real flamethrower on the staff this year.
No, they don't have a power pitcher, and for what they have done this year, it's been remarkable.
This is where you would like someone to come in and just...
Someone,
smoke it by him.
Yes, someone that could come in with 85, 90 mile an hour. But, boy, I tell you what, it's hard to find a high school kid that can do that.
That's why Twin Cedars does so well. They have Roby and Coy Moore, and they're just terrific 1-2 tandem. And they both meet all district. We'll talk about that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Big pitch coming here. 1-2. The pitch from Sanders to Lang. Way high. 2-2. I don't like the way we're trending right now, gentlemen. 2-2.
We knew the game was going to slow down when Vic came on the mound, and he hasn't disappointed.
Albie's in a jam here in the 10th.
Very deliberate.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit to loose. He's cradling, and he bobbles it, and they're not going to get anybody. Oh, my goodness.
Bases are loaded.
Austin Luce, always so sure-handed. Easy ground ball to him, and he just never got the handle, and the bases are loaded. And that is Albia's sixth error of the night. And yet it's still 1-1. And, boy, I thought Austin would run to the bag, get that second out, and we'd be in pretty good shape there. He might have been thinking of something else, and he's really down on himself. But as great as he's played all year, he's still human. Bases loaded.
That would have been a good out with number 8 batter coming up.
Clay Corey. Albia's got to play in here and come to the plate, try to cut this runner down, I would think. You've got to force out at the plate. You can't play too deep at short and second, or you're not going to get him. You've got to worry about a bunt here, too, with the bases loaded, with that number 8 hitter, Clay Corey, up there. And Corey has walked, and then he's walked again, and he's 0-2. And Gabe Grabert is pulling him in, trying to get the outfield to come in, and somebody's not paying attention. Now Rice is moving in. Brett's already in. Schofield needs to come in and right some, too. They've got to be in a position to make a throw home.
I don't agree with that. Do you, Bill? You got to bring the infield in, but you leave the outfield out.
Well, you've got to be able to make a throw on a sack fly, though, to cut that guy down at home. We're too deep at second and short, though. They're going to be hard-pressed to get a guy at the plate. And there's a foul ball, strike one. Boy, Albia really needs what they really need here is a comebacker to Sanders.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Number 9 up there, Clay Corey. Bases loaded with Comets. One out, 1-1 game. Critical juncture here for the Blue Demons. The pitch. Breaking ball high, 1-1. Well, one thing's for sure, you don't want to give up any, but you sure want to limit any damage that does occur. You've got to keep this game certainly no more than a one-run ball game. This Corey, who's at the plate, has good speed. He'd be very hard to double up here. The number 8 hitter. Sanders is going to step off. One ball and one strike. Right-handed batter, number 9, and now time's called again. Sanders wants a new baseball. You wouldn't give that run. I wouldn't either. You can't here. You can't in the 10th inning. You've got to... Where Ethan is at shortstop, there's no way he's going to throw somebody out at the plate.
Unless he's planning on a double play.
You're not going to double up this runner very easily that's at the plate. Breaking ball, just missed, ball 2, and Gabe Grabert slaps his hips. They wanted that one. Strike zone's become a little more inconsistent here. 2 balls and 1 strike. Boy, this pitch is critical right here, 2-1 pitch. Bases are loaded with Comets, 1-1, 10th inning. Sanders, long look into Grabert. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Fly ball hit on the right side, and Luce is over and makes the play. The runner at third tags comes halfway down the line. Austin's going to run it in.
Run him in. That's good. That's good Austin. That's
2 out, and a heck of a play by Austin Luce. That ball was hit over on the right side by the tarp. He went back, one-handed it. The runner at third came way down the line, and Austin ran it in, which he has to do. Rather than throw it, there are 2 away, and Albia now needs to get the number 9 guy, Hillebo, the third baseman, and Hillebo's got a base hit on the night. 1-for-4. Should have. Two out. The pitch from Sanders. High for a ball.
Yes.
One ball and no strikes. Vic Sanders, long look over to the third base runner. Over there with him, head coach Dave Middleton. Boy, this is North Polk's shot here. Sanders trying to get out of the jam. The pitch on the way, and it's high ball two. You don't want to walk here. After getting this close to getting out of it, you don't want to walk in a run. Gravert's going out to talk to Sanders. I think Vic has to forget that runner at third and go to the batter here. He's paying a lot of attention to that runner at third over there, and of course that's Hadaway. He's got to bring a strike this time, and you can bet that Hillebo is going to be setting on something right here. Two balls and no strikes. Hillebo, just a junior, third baseman.
I'd like to see a nice fly out to center field right now.
And like a pop-up, right? Little pop-up on the infield, O'Leary. Here's the pitch. There's a strike at the ladder. Big pitch there. Needs to come back with another one.
Two balls on one and one strike on Austin Hillebo.
Strong right-handed batter for that number nine spot. Long look. Here's the pitch. Fouled it. Strike two. So Sanders has come back to even the count. 2-2. What a lot of tension this is. Two balls, two strikes. Cross your fingers back home, wherever you're at, your car, your truck. If you're lying in bed, Sanders, bases loaded. 2-2 pitch coming here momentarily to Hillebo. Tie game, we're in the 10th, 1-1. Albion, number two ranked North Polk. The winner goes into the semis on Thursday against Carroll Kemper. Albion crowd on their feet, and there are a lot of people in blue over behind that Albion dugout down the left field line. North Polk on their feet on the right side behind the North Polk dugout. Sanders, long look into Gravert. Base is loaded. The 2-2 pitch. Here it comes to Hillebo. Just low in the dirt. Ball three, and it's a full count. And the runners will be running with this pitch. A walk would put North Polk ahead. Sanders has to bring it. He's got to throw a strike here. The runners will be going with the pitch. Here's the 3-2 from Sanders. He steps off. And that's good. You've got to be ready to make this pitch. And he's back behind the mound now, looking into Gravert. Licks his fingers. Kind of shakes the ball in his right palm. Now steps back up on the hill. Kicks at the dirt. Back on the rubber. Long look into Gravert. Hillebo waits. The 3-2. The runners will be breaking with the pitch. Here it is. Popped up on the infield, and it's going to go back out of play, I believe. Yes, it does.
Back here out of play.
Looked like
it. Oh, my.
Went straight up. We had to watch that when it sailed back our way. He got under it, but he hit it behind home plate, sailed back our way. Sanders brought the strike. He's got to do it again. Number seven, Hillebo. Wipes his brow now for North Polk. Looks down to Middleton, the coach. Sanders again behind the mound. Licks his fingers, wipes his hand on his jersey. Again, looking over at third. The base is full of comments.
2,900 people on their feet and screaming.
Here's the 3-2 from Sanders. Fouled it back again. He jammed him that time. He just got a piece of it. Had a good cut. Boy, it's really tough when you have to just keep bringing those strikes in here when you're at this level of play with this much pressure. Bill and I are saying, ringing him up here. Throw one up around his eyes and let him chase it.
And if he doesn't.
Yeah. Sanders again, pawing at the dirt on the rubber. The 3-2, and again the runners will be running. The pitch from Sanders.
Struck him out!
Oh, Hillebo took a call, third strike from Vic Sanders. And the Comets leave the bases loaded here in the 10th, and they are mobbing Vic Sanders.
Oh, my.
You don't have to have the stuff of Mariano Rivera to get out of a jam, because Vic Sanders just got out of that one with a fastball with average speed, but he planted it right there, and Hillebo just stood there and watched it sail by, and the Comets leave the bases loaded. And for about the fourth time, I've said any kind of a run will win it for Albia now as we head to the bottom of the 10th. 1-1. Comets have one run, seven hits, two errors. Albia still tied with this game, even though they've committed six errors tonight. It reminds me of a softball game we did earlier this year when Albia committed seven errors and yet defeated a ranked Oskaloosa team. This would be tantamount to that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here for the bottom of the 10th. It's all tied up, 1-1.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We are in the bottom of the 10th. Scott Fry and all of you listeners back home and leading it off. Drew Schofield for Albia here in the bottom of, yes, the 10th inning. 1-1 tie, number two ranked North Polk in the Albia Blue Demons. Lang still on the hill for North Polk, and he fires a strike to Schofield. And taking a strike at this juncture is probably not a bad idea, but now you've got to be aggressive. Lang is always around the plate. Here's the pitch from him. Swing and a miss. Way out of the zone that time. Schofield in the hole 0-2. I said to you about three innings ago, it's getting harder to figure out who's going to win this game because of the situation. See Terry Simmons down there roaming, taking pictures. The pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Lang just rung Schofield up very easily. And what's that, 15 strikeouts now? Albia just has not put the ball in play tonight. 16 strikeouts. Here's Ethan Gray. Left-handed batter. Lang going to work. The pitch, there's a little number, strike one.
You know, Richard, no, either way how this ball game comes out tonight, both ball clubs have got to be satisfied and have got to be happy with what has happened.
Here's the pitch. There's a chopper by Gray, and that's going to be an easy play for the pitcher, two down Lang. Well, it's really been a little bit of a story tonight of David and Goliath. North Polk's ranked second in the state. Albia unranked. Albia didn't have any players on the all-district team. North Polk had four. And Albia, seven seed here. North Polk, two seed. Amazing. Here's Brent Leshin. The pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Boy, both teams have had their opportunities. Albia losing those two runners at the plate in the bottom of the sixth really looms big. That would have, one of those would have been the winning run of the ball game.
Now, why couldn't we have gotten a pass ball like that one right there? Hit the catcher's mitt and just dribbled back to the wall. Boy, that pass ball that we tried to score on.
Wild pitch.
Excuse me. Went back and hit the wall and just bounced back. What a perfect bounce back that was.
2-1. And, you know, a lot of that is you have to try to score there, but Vic doesn't have a lot of speed from third, and he didn't have a big lead. Here's the pitch. Foul straight back. We're 2-2 now to Leshin. Boy, Lang is tough. They do have some pitching, don't they? 2-2. Let's see if Brett can catch up with one here on this 2-2 pitch from Lang. The pitch, check swing, he didn't go, and it's a full count, 3-2. We have to protect here. On deck, it's Austin Luce. Unbelievable ball game tonight. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's ball four, and Leshin's on. And Bill and Randy, I think here at this juncture, as hard as it is to score runs, you have got to run Brett Leshin here. Absolutely, unequivocally, you've got to try to steal a run here and win this ball game. Phil, you want to see?
Okay, we have a base runner at first. Batter takes ball low, and what we're, Rich and I are talking about, should our runner, Brett Leshin, try to steal second base? And as I talked about stealing before, if you get the good jump on the pitcher, you can't just run, but if you get a good jump, it's a good time.
Austin loose. One ball, one strike to Austin.
Boy, he's just getting a terrifically short lead down there. You have to remember, this is not their first-string catcher in there right now. It's a backup catcher, Schiltz, and we're still not getting much of a lead here. And that's inside for a ball, 2-1. Leshen just very short lead at first. Loose is the batter. Gravert's on deck, 2-1. He might be able to see what happens here, but if he goes two strikes on him, you've got to send him, I think. There's foul ball, strike two.
And Austin Luce has an even count at 22, so I think you would send Brett now.
Well, I think you have to. That's the way I see it, because then at the worst, you lead off with Luce in the bottom of the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 2-2, two out. You've got to try to get him in scoring position, get something to go here. There's a pitch. There's a little soft liner. One hop. And
Safe!
The second baseman flipped over to the shortstop that time. That was Hoag that came up with it, flipped it over to the shortstop, Green, and they did not get the runner at second.
Did not get Brett Leshen at second.
Everybody's safe on a fielder's choice. Wow.
And now Gabe Gravert up.
Gravert's up there now, and
what a beautiful time for a single right now, Gabe.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen. If Gravert gets a hit, Leshen will score from second base. But he's got to get a big lead. They're not going to hold him. He's going to have a chance to get way off, and now Middleton's going out. He wants to talk to his North Polk infield and pitcher Lang. What a break for Albia that time. That was a little soft liner out the second baseman, Hoag. And you know what? Hoag stayed back on that ball, let it take the hop, field it, and then flipped to the second baseman. He executed it, but staying back on that ball cost him some valuable time there. Should have went to first base with it. He had the easier out at first. And now Boyd Britton giving a long talk down there to Austin Luce at first. Leshen's at second. Gabe Gravert's up there. Gabe on the night has struck out twice, but he had a base hit his last time up there.
Gabe bats from the left side of the plate.
Gabe hit about 300 on the season, right on the money. And I'll tell you what, nobody applies themselves any better than this kid. He's all intensity in these situations. From the stretch, Lang will go to work here. The pitch on the way, swing and a miss. We're in the bottom of the 10th. Any kind of a run will win it for Albia and send them into the semis. Gravert steps back in. You know he's sitting on a fastball. Lang may not give him one. Here's the pitch on the way. There's the fastball, and he missed with it, 1-1. One ball, one strike. What a ball game. 1-1, bottom of the 10th. The record up here for any ball games is 13 innings. Lang on a relief of Hadaway. The pitch, way outside, ball two. On deck, it's Osing. Some kind of a ball game tonight. So many of these people on both sides have just been on their feet inning after inning after inning tonight. They not even setting down. Here's the pitch now. There's a ground ball. That's going to get through. A base hit. They're going to send Leshen. Albia is going to win this game, I believe.
No.
They get him at the plate. Oh, my gosh. A base hit by Gravert, and they throw Leshen out at the plate with what would have been the winning run of this ball game. And we're going to the 11th. Albia's lost three runners at the plate. Gravert punched it into right field. Leshen was on his horse, took the turn. They made the perfect relay, and they get him at home plate, and Albia's lost three runners at the plate. Gravert did all he had to do there. He hit it behind the runners, and I'm going to go back to this, Bill, that you've said. Leshen did not get a big lead off second base. They're not getting off that bag enough. And you talk about that. He's out by about a step and a half at home plate. If you can get another step and a half off that bag, you score on that base hit. You've got to score on a base hit with two out in that situation. You just have to. And it's no fault of Brett, of course, but they've just got to come off there and be a little more aggressive.
Definitely. When there's two out, you're going to run on anything. Anytime that ball is hit, there's two out. No reason to wait. You've got to get the best that you get, run it, and try to score. It just didn't happen. The The boy from North Polk made a very good play out in right field, threw the ball to catcher. Catcher put the tag on. It's just the way baseball is. But when you have a chance to second guess and go back and reanalyze everything that happened, things look a lot different. But when you're really in the action and it's happening, then it's a little different too.
Baseball is such a game of inches. And, you know, lots of people say, well, I don't care for baseball. I like football or this better, you know, everything like that. If you understand the little nuances, the little hidden things in baseball, how it's a game of inches and execution and everything, it's a game of terrific intricacy where games are turned just on little things like that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just one of those things that's part of baseball. You try to score, the other team tries to throw you out, and one or the other has to happen.
Terrific play. You got to hand it to North Polk. That's why they're ranked second in the state. We're going to the 11th inning. It's still tied 1-1. Both teams have seven hits apiece. I really thought that was going to do it with Lesh and Speedville.
I would say, yeah, we did everything that was supposed to happen. Just didn't really happen.
What's that? 3 hours. The game is now coming up on the three-hour mark. We're in the top of the 11th. One strike here to the batter. Number 10 leading it off, top of the order, Grant Schiltz.
Yeah, Grant Schiltz. He has a walk, two fly balls to the right fielder, and got on by a fielder's choice, and he has a base hit in the last time up.
One ball, one strike to him. Both clubs have had a chance to win this one, haven't they?
Everybody's had a chance on that.
Here's the pitch. Strike two, one and two. If Vic can throw strikes here, I think he can get the job done. But they're in the top of the order. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Gabe Grabert did what he had to do. Looked like he was going to be the big hero tonight. That's ball two, two and two.
I thought he was, too. I wish he would have been.
So close. Albia's lost three runners at the plate tonight against the number two ranked team in the state. We're in the 11th, tied 1-1. That's high for a ball. 3-2. Don't lose him, Vic. On deck for them, it's Reed Smith. How many times have I called his name with somebody on base tonight? Let's hope it's not this time. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Sanders. Here it is. Fly ball hit out into shallow right. O'Leary back out. Makes the play. A lot of white there in that one. One down. Always good to get the leadoff, man. Here's Reed Smith, the left fielder. What's he done, Bill?
Left fielder Reed Smith got on by an error, grounded out to second base twice, flew out to center fielder, and a ground out to the shortstop.
On deck, it's Russell Green. You know, this North Polk team has only scored this few runs twice this year, and we're already in the 11th. I mean, you factor that in. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Unbelievable. And they came into this game as a 343 hitting team, and Albia's held them to one run so far, and we're in the 11th inning. Strike two, outside corner. If he can keep putting it there, he's going to be in fine shape. 343 they've hit as a team this year, and they've got one run. Albia's pitching, we've said it all along, and Boyd would be the first to say it. He doesn't have a big war horse out. Struck him out. Two down. But in the last four games of district and sub-state, they gave up three runs total. Now factor this one in. In the last four games, last five games now, Albia, the last five games have given up a total of four runs total in the last four games with their pitching staff.
And this game is way more than one game. It's a game in what? 11 innings?
Ernie Banks said, let's play two.
That's a game and a half. It is. Four.
Sanders has two out as he faces Russell Green. Fouls a back, strike one. It's an amazing ball game. I mean, really, you watch this, and it's just amazing.
You and I have done more extra inning games than we have regularly.
Yeah, Bill, when you were in Canada, all we did was extra inning games.
Why did I come back?
Here's the pitch from Sanders. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He's way ahead here on two. You know, he's just enough different than Ethan. They're way out in front. I'm trying to think of somebody I would compare him to as a pitcher.
I know who you could compare my pitching to. Brian Dern.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Way outside ball one. There was a little guy who used to pitch for the Yankees years ago, Bill, Bobby Shands.
We had Ryan Dern at our clinic in Cedar Rapids 1 year.
One ball, two strikes from the right-handed pitcher Sanders.
Not as wild as people.
Here's the pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball, hit down to center field, and Leshen coming on, puts it away. Three up, three down, and we go to the bottom of the 11th. Still tied up 1-1. It'll be Osing, Sanders, and Leshen coming to the plate. Well, it's been a good game, guys, but let's put it to an end right here with a run. Bottom half of the 11th. We'll be right back.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 FM out of Albia, Iowa. Now back to Rich Grimes live from Principal Park in Des Moines.
Thank you, Scott. This game over 3 hours old as we go to the bottom of the 11th. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, Joe Millage up here. Joe's got this high fidelity. I don't know what you call it, but it's great. We love it. Good job, Joe. And what a game. Boy, the people, they paid their $8 tonight, and they got more than their money's worth with this game. And if they're not from North Polk or Albia, they really have to be enjoying this. Boyd Britton, Boyd never thought he'd have to walk to the first base coaching box so much as he is tonight. He's not there yet. He's taking his time.
That's why the game's been so long.
And Boyd, they should have, if they did the major leagues, they could be playing a long way to Tipperary right there. That would be...
He can run in Pittsburgh where they dress up like presidents and animals and they have a race.
Griffin Osing leads it off here. Let's get a leadoff double here. Here's the pitch to Osing. Takes a strike. Grant Lang, he's done a good job for them. He came on in the 7th. We're in the 11th, and he's pitched nothing but shutout ball for North Polk. Bottom of the 11th, 1-1 tie. Both teams have 7 hits. That's high for a ball, 1-1.
Rich, this game's going to last so long, we could sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game twice.
I think we could. We'll eat breakfast after the game. How's that? Here's the pitch. There's a shot right at the shortstop. He's going to have to hurry. Long throw. What a play. Wow. Osing hit a tattoo, a rope, that Russell Green knocked down at short. Had to hurry, but he's got a gun for an arm, and he threw him out one down. Albia's had some real opportunities, but you have to see North Polk has, too. Here's Vic Sanders. What's going to happen here is there's going to be an unsung hero in this game that's going to win it for somebody. Somebody you wouldn't expect. Sanders at the plate. The pitch from Lang just outside ball one. Boy, Griffin really hit that ball hard.
He did. Smoked one.
1 ball, no strikes. On deck, Bryce Leshen. Here's the pitch on the way, and he fouls this off to her left. And it's 1-1. The folks here with the Iowa Cubs who helped put this on and the Iowa High School Athletic Association have to be thrilled with this game. I mean, you look at the errors, but this game has really settled down into a terrific game.
Dirksy, if you're listening, do something.
1 ball, 1 strike. There's a pitch, strike, and he took that one. Albia's big problem tonight is we've just not put the ball in play a lot. And then losing runners at the plate. But amazing. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lang ready to go to work. Vic's got to make some contact here. Here's the pitch on the way. He hits a chopper. Slowly hit to the second baseman. He kind of stumbles, throws, gets him 2 down. And it's up to Bryce Leshen. We're about ready to head to the 12th inning, unless Bryce Leshen can do something here. You know, I was saying earlier tonight, I'd just like somebody for us to hit one in the gap and let it roll, roll, roll with some speed, and we've got a chance here with Leshen. Punch one out there in right center and get it out there by that right outdoor solution sign. Swing and a miss, strike one. Both these teams just refuse to buckle. Lang. Long look into his catcher, Schiltz. Here's the pitch. Good cut by Leshen. Fouls it off. Strike two, but he's in the hole 0-2. If he can get on, it's O'Leary. Bottom of the 11th. That's right. I said bottom of the 11th. Here's the pitch on the way. Little soft liner. Shortstop's got on one hop. Guns him down. Barely got Leshen at first. Three up, three down. Nothing across. We go to the top half of the 12th inning. It's the Albia Blue Demons 1, the second-ranked North Polk Comets 1. State baseball tournament from Principal Park. We'll be right back.
For grocery quality and selection, shop your hometown homeowned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save on sure-fine French fries, hash browns, and tater tots. 26 to 32-ounce packages are 2 for $4. Oscar Mayer premium beef or cheese hot dogs, 16-ounce packages, just $2.99. Fresh avocados are 99 cents each. Jim and Charlie's open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here in the top half of the 12th inning. 1-1 tie, North Polk and the Albia Blue Demons. Unbelievable baseball action tonight. Who'd have thought it? And you have to admit, if you're listening at home, you couldn't have had a better ball game to listen to. Not because of what we're doing, but because of how these two teams are playing tonight. The top of the 12th. And leading it off here for the Comets is Brandon Corey, their number four batter. They've got four balls, six coming up. Can Vic Sanders get him out one more inning? Albia will have 9-1-2. Number one comes to the plate. You have a whole dossier on these batters now tonight. They've been up there a lot of times.
He's 0 for 4.
0 for 4.
I mean, he's 0 for 5. What am I talking about?
0 for 5. The pitch from Sanders, and he takes it low for a ball. I think, and it's true any time in baseball, you've got to keep, in these games, you've got to keep the leadoff man off. You can't get him on there. Just changes the innings around some. Well, I'll tell you what. Some kind of effort tonight by this Albia squad. Here's the pitch on the way from Sanders, and it's 0-2. He's behind again. One thing that concerns me a little, he's working a little bit behind the hitters here. 2-0. Want to thank all of our terrific sponsors tonight. They are getting their money's worth tonight. 2-0. Never did they think they would get so many ads repeated so often through the course of a game. There's a strike, 2-1. 2-1. The crowd's still on their feet. Large segments of both crowds on their feet. Others have sat down a little bit now as it's past their bedtime. There's ball 3-1. You don't want to put him on here. Come on, Vic. 3-1. Brandon Corey, we're in the heart of their order. And Hadaway, who's been problematic tonight, on deck. So you've got to get this guy.
Hadaway has 2 hits.
2 hits for him on the night. Sanders now goes to work. Here's a pitch to Grabert. And there's a chopper to Ethan Gray. Got the big candy hop. Long throw in time. Great stretch by Luce. One down. I always think of my great aunt, who died at the age of 88 of a ruptured appendix, if you can believe that. And her favorite saying was, mercy, oh, and it applies tonight.
Mercy, oh, is right.
One out. Jake Hardaway, 2 hits on the night. He started this ball game a long time ago pitching for them. Had a fabulous outing. And that seems like it's a whole day ago. Sanders, right-handed pitcher, goes to work for Albia, and there's a ground ball right down the line. Foul ball, strike one. That almost looked like a mini putt. Just kind of rolled down there like a little miniature golf. Right down the line, but went foul.
The batter didn't run that out.
You may not be playing golf in the morning, Bill Saylor. We'll still be here.
That might be true.
One strike, to the batter. Breaking ball, just missed.
Oh, my.
I love it. I'm not being critical here of Wayne Wupker, but if you watch that sometimes, he kind of looks Well, is it or isn't it? He kind of pops that head a little bit to the right. He should call that a strike, just to, if he's in doubt. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball head out into center. It's not going to carry too deep. O'Leary wants it, and he'll put it away. Two out. Boy, O'Leary and Leshen are the kind of ball players out there, they almost say to me when you watch how they play, hit it to me, I want it. And that's what it takes. Two down. Wyatt Hoag.
Leshen has six catches in center fielder tonight.
We all talked coming up about Albie's outfield.
I like that.
They have a good outfield.
We do. We catch a lot of flies out there that other teams would not.
I mean, we did make an error tonight, but they're pretty steady out there, and they've got good speed, cover a lot of ground. Here's a pitch from Sanders. Bounce that one up.
I'll tell you a little thing I've been thinking about ever since we dropped the ball in left field. If you look, that pitcher's mound is right about where he came. I think he ran almost across that mound and came back on the foul line to drop the ball.
And you know that ball was only fair by inches?
I know it. And if he stepped up, if he had to climb that hill that is the pitcher's mound, that is a difficult thing to do.
There's a strike inside corner. Good pitch that time. 1-1. Yeah, that ball just was fair by inches. Inches.
I'd like to see the replay to see if he had to run over that mound. If he had to run over that mound, that'll throw you off completely.
1-1 pitch coming from Sanders. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a high fly ball. That's going to go foul down the right field line. Loses over. Can't quite get into it. Two rows back. Good effort by Austin again, and O'Leary's over there again. He's everywhere. Loose. Made that error earlier, but as I've said before, and we've all agreed on it, just a fabulous first baseman. What an acquisition when he moved into the Albia School District.
I didn't know that. Did he move from where?
He had originally grew up in the Moravia area.
Well, let's raid that Moravia team all we can.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. And check swing. That's going to go off to the right, too. One ball, two strikes. I wonder how the concession stand's doing here tonight. They've been open so long, they should be doing pretty well.
They didn't catch us. We stopped before we got here.
Yeah. One ball and two strikes. We ate Italian food tonight. Didn't we?
Yes, we did. And we're not even from Italy.
Here's one ball, two strikes. The pitch, and again, fouled off to the right. I ate so much of it, I almost felt like singing Volare when I came to the ball game. 1-2. Sanders is right around the plate. That's where he has to be. Number five's in there for them right now. Wyatt Hoag. I said a little earlier, about four innings ago, that North Polk came into this game a 343 hitting team. Albie's kept him in check tonight, only seven hits, one run. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Sanders, and it's outside and low. 2-2. Vic slows the pace of a game dramatically. He comes across as very methodical, scientific, slow. But he's doing a great job, as always. And that's low. Well, let's don't lose him here. 3-2.
How about deliberate?
Deliberate. Right now, was ahead in the count, but number five, Hoag's been hanging in there, and now it's a full count. Lang is on deck, and Lang is nobody to trifle with. All district for them. You don't want any two-out thunder. Big hitter right here. Sanders goes to work. Here it is. And he fouls another one. He's getting a good rip up there.
That's 792 balls gone. Remember that we say we lost, we used 750 a game?
Well, they've planted a lot of them tonight again. I-Cups, of course, on the road while the state tournament's going on. They'll be back next week. They're fighting it out for Memphis for the lead in their division in the PCL. And when Memphis comes to town, they pack it in here. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He walked him. He lost him. He had him set up and then ends up losing him. So now there's the go-ahead run on for North Polk. And that brings to the plate Lang. And this guy is a worry. Left-handed batter. Albie's got to guard the lines here with that runner on first and two out. You certainly don't want an extra base hit down either one of those lines. That would probably score a run here. Left-handed batter. Particularly, I would say that with Loose here and more than Osing. because Lang is much more likely to pull this ball off Sanders.
Here comes a steal of second base.
Check swing that fouled it off strike one. Are they running here?
I don't believe they're. I don't know, Mike. What? Of course, I don't know their team, but running is what the thing to, is the thing to do.
Well, you've got to.
I know
gotta,
our team.
Somebody's got to steal a run in this game.
Yes.
He's only 2-for-5 in stolen bases, but Vic's slow to the plate. There's a leisurely throw over to first.
Well, if you just look at the situation, there's two out. What's he going to hurt if he gets thrown out?
They've got to, you know, you've just got to try to manufacture a run at this point.
It's going to take two hits and an error to scoring for first base anyway.
Lang the batter, one strike on him.
I'm glad he's not running.
Yeah, I am too. Here's the pitch, fouled it straight back, strike two. Now, one thing I've seen Vic do here earlier when he faced a couple of their left-handed batters, he got ahead in the count 0-2, and then he was very effective going with that pitch way outside the zone on the outside corner, and he's been able to get out the left-handed batters on that. He's ahead here 0-2. Lang's a good hitter, but it's obviously where he has to go. Let's see what Gravert does here from where we're at behind home plate. Throw over to first. Runner easily back in. That's just a, yeah, I know you're there. Gravert's done a good job calling this game. We often overlook that. He does call the pitches, and he's called a good game. He sets it up on the outside corner, maybe not far enough. Here's the pitch, and he reached for it. Fly ball, shortstop Gray there on the edge of the outfield. Guess what? We're going to the bottom of the 12th, and we're still tied 1-1. Good inning from Sanders. No runs in the inning. No hits.
One walk and nobody, and one left on.
We are going to the bottom of the 12th. 9-1-2 for Albia. Well, we're not working hard enough up here. We've got to manufacture a run here. Let's get a run in, okay?
Well, I'll do the best I can.
So we're heading to the bottom of the 12th. It's going to be O'Leary and then the top of the order. We're going to be right back after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Agreed up here, Scott Fry, that you're doing a great job. Joe Millage up here with us. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. Bottom of the 12th. 1-1 tie. Come on, Albia. Austin O'Leary leads it off. We were just talking. We'd like to see him try to bunt his way on here. Top of the order, then after him, the pitch from Lang, and he kind of gave an indication there, Mike.
I changed my mind after that.
He didn't look too good there. Let's hit away.
Swing at it. No, that was...
That was what we would call a flailing attempt.
Failing and flailing.
Flailing, yes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
That's all right.
Boy, Lang's tough, isn't he?
He is.
You just don't know here. The 0-2 pitch coming from Lang to Austin O'Leary. He got a piece of that, fouled it off.
Now we're batting.
The length, the record length of a game up here at the state tournament is 3 hours and 27 minutes. We are coming up on 3 hours and 15 minutes right now.
We'll break it.
Struck him out. O'Leary's just overmatched by Lang. One down, back to the top. Here's Schofield, and he's been overmatched tonight since he came in. He struck out a couple of times. The record, by the way, for longest games and innings is 13, and if we go another one, we're going to tie that. Drew Schofield, the batter. The pitch from Lang, and they're just flailing at it right now. Strike one.
Lang looks better than
their starting pitcher, Hardaway.
Hardaway.
Here's the pitch. There's a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop. Hadaway's up with it. Long throw right there. Two down. Two up, two down. And it's all up to Ethan Gray. Well, as I've said, I've been clamoring for one in the gap all night. And I want to see somebody off the race as Ethan Gray comes up. On deck, it's Brett Leshin. You know, you've got a right combination here. If you can get Gray on base, something good could happen here in the bottom of the 12th. Here's the pitch from Lang. Strike outside corner. Good fastball. Lang really looks sharp, doesn't he? We knew that North Polk had terrific pitching, and they're proving it tonight. Here's his pitch. Strike two outside corner. He's way ahead of Gray, 0-2. They have struck out, what, 14 batters, 15 batters tonight for Albia? 15?
Oh, it's 16.
16 and, well, Albia and batters.
Now it's 17.
17.
I haven't added him up on Lang yet.
17 strikeouts.
Hardaway struck out 12, and Lang has now struck out 2, 3, 4.
Gray's
five,
in the hole, 1-2.
6. So
18 strikeouts tonight.
18 Albia strikeouts.
Wow. Boy, that's the story.
Yes, that is.
Three runners cut down to the plate, 18 strikeouts.
Yep,
I think that's a bigger story than the six errors. Albia survived the six errors.
Yes, that's not a factor right now.
There's a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit. So Gray's on.
How about that?
That's the potential winning run. And here's Brett Leshin, who's way overdue tonight. He does have a base hit. He's 1-for-5. 1-for-6. Brett Leshin.
He doubled, which didn't knock in the run, but it eventually led to the run scoring.
Gray's got to get a good lead at first. They'll throw over. He gets back. Oh, and the first baseman thought he had him. The umpire said, no, you didn't. Brandon Corey raised that glove like, I got him up. No, you didn't. Brett Leshin, number 12, right-handed batter. He's hit 5 home runs on the year. Right now, an extra base hit's all he needs. Swing and a miss for a strike.
That was almost a ball.
Yes, I thought he did too, Randy. He started to go, and then it was big hesitation. Then there's the throw, and Gray back in. Well, I'll tell you, Lang's got a good move, doesn't he?
That is a good move.
So Gray's got a good look at it right here. He's still got a big lead. And he throws over again, and Gray back head first. Maybe he'll throw one of those away. But I don't think you want to get any bigger lead than you've got now. Boy, he is really daring Lang the pitch. Bounces one, and Gray's going to second.
Oh, that's in the
and the ball is in the dugout, I believe.
They should give him 3.
He should be going to third on that. Are they going to say no? He was already almost at second when it went in.
Wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. He'll be at second still. Ball did go in the dugout, and they're going to keep him at second.
He should go to third if it went in the dugout.
He should, and I believe that went in the dugout. Let's see here.
It must not have.
We can't see that from where we're at, so apparently it just stopped at the edge.
I think
they're going to get it.
Boyd's asking about it.
Boyd's asking Cotton, the up first base umpire. Gray was probably 5 feet off the bag at second.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
He should have got third. He should still get the extra base.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
They didn't give it to him. Well, let's end it here anyway. Leshin, you've got 1-1 base hit.
You must not have gone in there.
I've said this before. You would think we would score on a base hit, but I think this will do it if he can get one through here. Runner at second. Two out. Brett Leshin. 1-1 pitch from Lang. There's a chopper up the middle. Could be trouble. He boots it. They're going to bring Gray. Here he comes. We're going to get him at the plate. That's the fourth Albia runner out. Unbelievable. And I don't know why they sent him there.
I think that was a good shot.
But they had a shot at it. Leshin hit a ground ball. Second baseman booted it. And they kept sending Leshin, or Ethan Gray, and they cut him down at the plate. And Albia's lost 4 runners at home plate tonight. And I can see now Boyd Britton is probably thinking in his mind, if they'd have given him that extra base, that's the ball game. But it's not. Albia has lost 4 runners at the plate, and I'll tell you what, when they have to execute, they do.
Would they give Leshin on that?
I think he would have got a fielder's choice on that. Well, it would be an error initially, actually.
I think it's an error.
Yeah. It would be an error. I think they've got to score that an error. Let's see what they do. They haven't given him an error.
Well, it's a pretty tough.
That ball.
shortstop, I thought.
Nine hits for Albia.
I think the shortstop picked it up, but didn't the second baseman field it?
Second baseman fielded it, booted it, shortstop picked it up.
I didn't think they should give the second baseman.
Oh, my goodness. Albia's had their chances. And,
they gave him a hit on that.
Yeah, 9 hits for Albia. 1 run, 9 hits. 1 run, 7 hits for North Polk.
I was going to say, I'd give him a hit on it.
We've lost 4 runners at home plate tonight.
Yes.
Which is just unbelievable. But the bottom line is, that's the way it is. We head to the 13th inning. Guess what? We're still tied 1-1. We'll be right back.
Another chilly summer. Said nowhere in our area, ever. So, aren't you glad you've taken advantage of the John Deere air conditioning system check from Barker Implement? Oh, you haven't? That's okay.
Don't let your sweaty hands keep sticking to the wheel. Bring your tractor into any of our 8 locations for special pricing on AC check. It's not getting any cooler, and the John Deere service prices won't get any hotter.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Barker Implement. Powered by green, driven by values.
The 13th inning, and we've just equaled a record here at the state baseball tournament at Principal Park. 13 inning ball game. That's the record, and Albia and North Polk have just tied it. 13th inning, 1-1 tie. Albia had a chance to win it there and lost a runner at home plate, and there's a base hit into the gap, and that's going to be cut off by Bryce Leshen. But North, oh, they're going to try to two. He bobbled it. There's the throw, and oh my goodness. Base hit by the leadoff man that time, Clay Corey, and Bryce Leshen cut it off, but then bobbled it.
That's not Bryce.
That's not, it's Schofield. Schofield, rather. Sorry about that, Bryce. It went to left. Schofield got over to it, bobbled it, and I don't think, are they going to score that a double?
No way.
Nope, there it goes up. Seventh Albia error.
Yeah, hitting an error.
Hitting an error. Now they started to move that number out there. Now they've changed their mind. They were going to move that 6-7, but they're going to rule that a double, and that's generous.
They can put it on their scorebook, not on mine.
The bottom line is North Polk's got a runner at second now with nobody out, and there's the bunt. Sanders got one. Oh, he didn't get him. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Great bunt that time by Austin Hillebo, and Sanders fielded it through to third, but that runner at second, Corey, had such a big jump. And that's what Albia hasn't got tonight. He had a big jump, and he easily made it to third. They've got runners at the corners and nobody out. And coming up now, top of the order. And North Polk, this is the best scoring opportunity they've had tonight, except for when they got a run.
I'm saying that's a base hit also.
Yep, infield hit. 13th inning. That's the lead run at third for North Polk. Boy, if we get out of this, it'll be a miracle. You've got to expect they can do any one of a number of things here. That's outside for a ball. Mm-mm-mm. 13th inning, 1-1 tie. Boy, you know, if this doesn't end up right, we're going to look at this and say, we outplayed them and didn't win the game. But some miscues have really hurt us too, though. No question about that. Here's a pitch from Sanders. Strike outside corner, 1-1. Boy, what you need here is just a pop-up. Put it away and get that easy out on the infield. Grant Schiltz is the batter. Right-handed batter. There's a fly ball hit on to center. Brett Leshen's going to make the play. They're going to tag. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's going to be offline, and North Polk leads it 2-1. Sacrifice fly, 2-1. North Polk here in the 13th. They do get the out. Albia's going to have to rally in the bottom of the inning. And a big, big play there. That little miscue out in right field to let him get into second base looms large now, doesn't it? That's that extra base. They're appealing at third, thinking he might have tagged, didn't tag, but he did, and it's 2-1. Wow. And here's Reed Smith now. One out, runner at first. Well, Albie's going to have to come from behind. There's no reason to say they can't here in the 13th. Reed Smith, left-handed batter. The pitch from Sanders. It's high for a ball. Albia's out hit North Polk 9-8, but trail now 2-1 here in the 13th. That ball was just hit too deep, and actually, he still barely beat it there. There's the pitch. It's going to be 2-0 now. You certainly can't give up anymore. If you look ahead and you are to the bottom of the ninth, Albie will send to the plate who, Randy? Or Bill?
I got it. We'll send up Bluse, Grabert, and Osing.
So they've got some good hitters coming up. Still a shot, but they've got to keep it here. Here's the pitch from Sanders. Throw down to first. They've got a shot at him. They got him. Now he calls him safe. Oh, my golly.
Kevin made a good call all year.
Thought they had him picked off first. Grabert threw down, but he gets just back in. Now the crowd not happy with that one at all. Looked like he was starting to ring him up there, and then he changed it to safe. He started to raise the right hand and then called him safe.
I don't understand how that umpire is working in the state tournament.
A little timidity there on that. There's a strike. 3-1. Yeah, I don't know. That was terrible. And not venting because we're a poor loser. That was a terrible call. Albie's got to hang in there. This is not over yet. We're in the 13th, 2-1 North Polk. Sanders has got to make a pitch here to get that batter in a position to get him out. Now he's really taking his time, rubbing his hand on his uniform pants. 3-1. North Polk has plated one here in the 13th. They've got a runner at first. The batter's Reed Smith. Sanders has to go to work here. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Throw down by Grabert. Stolen base.
Got him.
Oh, they got him. That, as somebody just said, that's a makeup call. They gave out the mound.
They got him. I'm too surprised. I think they got him.
Boy, that, I think you really have. Grabert made a decent throw, but I'll tell you what, Ethan Gray made that play.
Yes,
short.
He did. Ethan Gray's a great high school shortstop.
So now there's two out. Big put out now, and of course it's a full count. Strike him out and get something going in the bottom of the 13th. Here's the pitch from Sanders. Foul straight back. 3-2. Albie's going to have to rally to win this one. We're in the 13th inning. North Polk leads it 2-1. Carroll Kemper will take on the winner of this game. They won their game tonight. And they have a very salty ball club. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, head out and to right. Schofield got a bad break on it. Now he comes in, makes the play one-handed for out number three. And now Albia's got a rally. We go to the bottom of the 13th. North Polk gets a run. They really got a break in that inning. They had a base hit, got an extra base out of it on a little bit of a misplay. And then a bunt that was just perfectly executed, put the runner at third. They did all of that with one hit to get the run. Albia's out hit him 9-8. We go to the bottom of the 13th. Albia needs a run to stay alive. We'll be right back.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
13th, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, and yours truly, Rich Grimes. Bottom of the 13th, North Polk now, number two ranked in the state of Iowa, leads this valiant Albia Blue Demon team 2-1. And it's actually, we're getting a light rain here at the ballpark now. You see it in the lights. We knew that was possible, and right now, it's raining on Albie's parade unless they rally here for at least one in the bottom of the 13th inning. And it's going to be Austin Luce, Gabe Grabert, and Griffin Osing. We've got a shot. We need one. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to get to Grant Lang. What a job he's done in relief here tonight for North Polk. Albie has lost four runners at home plate tonight.
Come on, Austin, get him going.
Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball hit by Luce, the shortstop. He's up with it. Long throw, one down. Boy, that shortstop, Hathaway, is something else over there. One down, and here is Gabe Grabert. Grabert had a base hit his last time up there and looked like it was going to be a game winner. But we lost a runner at the plate trying to score on that. We've lost four tonight. And in a 1-1 game through much of the evening, I don't have to tell you how big that's been. Grabert, high fly ball down to the left field line. Might get down. It does. It's going to go to the corner. The left fielder's up. He's going to have to hurry. Grabert's headed for third. Here comes the throw. It's not a time. It's a triple for Gabe Grabert. And that's the tying run. Holy cow, Grabert hit one down the left field line. The left fielder raced for it, couldn't get it. It went deep into the corner. And I'll tell you what, if that had been anybody else, like Kleshin, that would have been an inside-the-park homer. But Grabert has done it again. He's got a triple. Here's Osing now with a chance to tie this up with one out.
And they're going to bring that infield in so close, all he has to do is smack it.
Osing just has to sit on a pitch and punch one through. Grabert at third. And he's got to get a decent lead in case that ball gets by, too. Osing's up there. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Boy, you know Lang is going to really heat it up here for them now. Sanders is on deck. This is the key batter right here, Griffin Osing. Boy, Grabert's done all he could to win this game tonight, hasn't he?
He's been great.
The pitch. There's a chopper. Foul, strike two, and Griffin's in the hole 0-2. Oh, my gosh. Albia struck out 18 times tonight. You've got to put the ball in play here somewhere. I'd like to see him hit the ball on the right side through the hole here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just barely got a piece of that. Still 0-2. Albia has a tying run at third, one out. Bottom of the 13th, North Polk leads it 2-1. Gabe Grabert has done all he could to keep Albia in this ballgame all night long. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper. They're not going to make it, and Grabert is out at the plate. Oh, my golly. And that's two out, and that is the fifth Albia runner cut down at the plate tonight.
They should have held him.
Shouldn't have went on that. In fact, with Osing's speed, he could have faked to go, given Osing enough time to maybe beat that one out. And now runner at first, but now two out, and it's up to Vic Sanders. Boy, it's just been the story all night. They hit that ball to Hathaway, and he's got a gun at shortstop. There was no chance Gabe Grabert's going to score third from that. I was totally amazed he went on that.
We usually say, make it go through.
You've got to make it go through. If the ball's hit to the right side, it's a different thing. But to hit the shortstop, Hathaway, all district, he's got a rifle for an arm, and Grabert was out by 3 feet. There's a strike to Sanders, and Albie's down to their last out.
Not 3 feet, but it's three steps.
Three steps. Yeah, it was worse than 3 feet. You can't do that. Well, just Albie's just given up too many runners at home plate tonight. Strike two, and we're down to our last strike. Boy, what a tragic loss this is going to be.
Another triple, and it's not a loss.
Vic's got to hit it somewhere. Lang is going to be tough to hit on this pitch. Here's the pitch. Hits a chopper. This should do it. Second baseman flips. That's the ball game. North Polk has defeated Albia in the longest state tournament game in Iowa high school baseball history, by a score of 2-1 in 13 innings. And I have to say this, you folks at home need to really let these kids know what a great job they did, playing the number two ranked team in the state of Iowa, taking them 13 innings and losing only by a score of 2-1. North Polk, second seeded, second in the state, 11 times in the state tournament, 3 times runner-up, and they had to go 13 innings to beat this game Albia team 2-1. And even in the 13th, Albia had the tying run at third with one out, only to lose a runner at the plate for the fifth time in the ball game. And I've got to tell you, in 50 years of baseball and being around baseball, I've never seen any team lose 5 runners at home plate in my entire life, or even close to that. Albia loses it 2-1, but I'll tell you what, This Albia team has nothing at all to be ashamed of. And neither do all of you back home. This is a terrific team. They're going to get the trophy presentation. And I'll tell you, North Polk, I would venture to say, a team that was 29-4, they knew probably more than any time this year they were in a dogfight to advance. And they're going to have their hands full with Carroll Kemper come Thursday night. Albia losing at 2-1 in 13 innings, the longest game in Iowa high school state tournament history. It tied a record for innings with 13 innings, but in time, it broke the old mark of 3 hours and 27 minutes. In fact, it is about 3 hours and 40 minutes. Albia getting their trophy presentation now. They won 24 games this year. And they're honoring them now. North Polk is really giving them a hand, too. They're getting a big hand here.
18 strikeouts.
Albia struck out. A big story of this game. And Albia gets a beautiful trophy down there. They'll be bringing that home. Gabe Gravert holds it up to the Albia fans. What an effort. And they're disappointed. They're upset. But what an effort. And I can tell you, we're upset and disappointed, too. But what an effort tonight by this Albia Blue Demon team. I'll tell you. They went up against a team. They were heavy underdog against, and to take them 13 innings was just remarkable tonight. Just absolutely remarkable. Winning pitcher Grant Lang tonight for North Polk. Vic Sanders, the hard luck loser, after a brilliant pitching performance by both him and Ethan Gray. And Albia closes their season now 24-17. Just amazing, Randy. I want to get both your comments before we go tonight.
I got the pitching records if you want it real quick.
Yeah, Bill, give us the pitching records, okay. And I want to get Randy and your comments.
Starting pitcher for North Polk, Jake Hardaway, pitched 6 innings. He gave up 5 hits and 1 run. He walked 4 and struck out 12. Relieved by Grant Lang, who pitched 7 innings. He gave up 5 hits, no runs, walked 1, and struck out 6. Pitching for North Polk struck out 18 Albia batters, and it was quite a pitching performance by their pitchers. For Albia, Ethan Gray started the game. He pitched 9 innings, gave up 5 hits and 1 run, walked 4 and struck out 2. Relieved by Vic Sanders, finished up the game, pitched 4 innings, gave up 4 hits. He struck out 1 and walked 2.
Bill, has to be one of the most exciting games we've certainly seen in a long, long time.
So many chances and...
so close and yet so far away.
Yeah, so many chances. I don't know of any game I ever was involved in watching, playing, or anything where we lost 5 runners.
5 runners at the plate.
5 runners at the plate.
Almost leaves you speechless. Randy, your take on the ball game.
Well, did Albia play the best game that they could? No, they didn't. They had 6 errors on the board. Did they hit well? No. They had,
18 strikeouts.
18 strikeouts, but I'm going to tell you, this ball game is over. They took the second-ranked team to the in the state right to the wire. 13 innings, they set a record for longevity in minutes played.
And tied the record for innings.
And what these young men have to do is not feel bad because it's over, but be very happy because it happened.
I think the only way I'd describe Albia's effort tonight, they did some things wrong, there's no question about that, but I would say one word describes Albia's effort tonight, and that would be valiant.
Yes, it was. It was a very valiant effort by the Blue Demons. The pitchers were phenomenal. Ethan Gray pitched the game of his life. Vic Sanders got a lot of experience. You got to remember, these pitchers for Albia and these players for Albia were not used to 2,900 fans, screaming fans, standing up and jumping up and down like they had tonight. I don't know what kind of crowds North Polk draws during their regular season. But, you know, we're lucky to get 75 people at a home game and very little cheering. So, they had to also get used to that.
I want to mention tonight, Ethan Gray pitched just a sterling ball game tonight for Albia, closing out his senior career. Had a couple of hits, too, for them. Brett Leshen had two hits, had a chance a couple of times to drive in the winning run, had key hits, just couldn't get the run across. Austin Lewis had a hit. Gabe Grabert, what a way to end his senior career. Three base hits tonight, and he almost carried Albie on his back to another inning there on the 13th inning. Was cut down at the plate, but three hits. Had that big triple there on the bottom of the last inning. Griffin Osing, one hit. Bryce Leshen, a hit. Albie had 10 hits in the game and just played a sterling effort. Vic Sanders ends up 9-3 on the year. Albie out hit North Polk 10-8.
And not only did Gabe Grabert have a terrific night at the plate, but you don't want to lose sight of the fact that the young man caught all 13 innings for the Blue Demons, too.
I want to salute the seniors on this team, Gabe Grabert, Ethan Gray, Christian Summers, Austin Luce. What a lot of excitement they gave us all season long, these great seniors. And this is going to be a very salty Albia team next year. They've got a great team coming back, and what an experience this is going to be to motivate them for next year. This is going to really help them a lot. And I just hope that when they get back into Albia and you see these kids around, you tell them what a valiant effort and how proud of them you were tonight, because this was something to behold. This was something special tonight. It would have been even more special if we had won, but even in losing, it was something very special we watched tonight. And I know Joe Millage and I know Scott listening and all our listeners back home and you and Bill and I, it was almost a game, even though there were some guffaws, we made some mistakes, you almost stood in awe of this game, how both teams played.
Yeah, you're right, Rich, and we talked about it the other day, about that Sheraton-Centerville game that went nine innings on a two-out rally in the ninth inning. No, that was in the seventh inning, excuse me, and Sheraton went on to win that. And those kids, just like broadcasters tonight, are never going to forget this game. These kids down here are never going to forget this game. They're going to talk about it at class reunions. They're going to talk about it at graduation. And the only other thing I would add is it's now time to strap it on. It's football season begins really right now for us.
Yeah. And you know, we're not done yet. And I want to tell all of our listeners, if you love baseball, and all you Sheraton fans too, tomorrow night, 5:15, right here on Thunder Country, 5:15 tomorrow night, we have the Sheraton Clear Lake game, and that's going to be a barn burner, too. Sheraton, seventh ranked. Clear Lake's only lost three games. We'll be on the air with our pregame. Got a lot of features for you. 5:15 tomorrow night, Sheraton and, of course, Clear Lake. Then we're back Thursday. We're going to be on the air at 11:30 Thursday. That's right, 11:30 in the morning. We're on the air at 11:30 at night right now. 11:30 Thursday morning, Twin Cedars. And I know all of us think they've got a great shot to win this state tournament. They're ranked second in the state. They play the number one ranked team, Mason City Newman. We'll be on there at 11:30 on Thursday as Twin Cedars takes on Mason City in that Thursday semifinal game. The winner goes to the state title game. And we've got that. So we've got games tomorrow, 5:15, Sheraton and Clear Lake. And then again, 11:30, Twin Cedars, Mason City Newman on Thursday. You know, Joe, Bill, Randy, as we close out the Albia portion of our schedule this year, what a glorious season it's been covering Albia softball and baseball and capping it off with the state tournament. I saw something that's on my bulletin board in my office at home, and I'm going to share it. I think it's a good way to wrap it up here for Albia baseball this year. It's called 365. And if you love baseball, I think this is the way to do it. Now, we love professional baseball. We like high school baseball. We like Little League baseball. We just love baseball. But Jack Buck loved baseball, and here's what he said about it. It's 365, and it's a good way to put the cap on our season for Albia, Joe, Randy, Bill. Here's what Jack said. When someone asks you your favorite sport and you answer baseball in a blink, there are certain qualities you must possess, and you're more attached than you think. In the frozen grip of winter, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Not a day goes by without someone talking baseball to some degree. The calendar flips on New Year's Day. The Super Bowl comes and it goes. Get the other sports out of the way. The green grass and the fever grows. It's time to pack a bag and take a trip to Arizona or the Sunshine State. Perhaps you can't go, but there's the radio. So you listen, you root, you wait. They start the campaign, pomp and pageantry reign. You claim the pennant on opening day from April till fall. You follow the bouncing white ball. Your team is set to go all the way. They fall short of the series. You have a case of the wearies and need a break from the game. But when Christmas bells jingle, you feel that old tingle and you're ready for more of the same. It will be hot dogs for dinner, 6 months of heaven, a winner. Yes, baseball has always been it. You would amaze all your friends if they knew to what ends you'd go for a little old hit. The best times you've had have been with your mom and your dad, and a bat and a ball and a glove. From the first time you played to the last time you prayed, it's been a simple matter of love. That's how we feel about baseball. And I thank all of you folks who listen to this valiant Albia team against number two ranked North Polk would say the same thing. It's been a great ride. We're not done yet. Sharon tomorrow against Clear Lake, Twin Cedars against Newman on Thursday. Hope you'll join Randy and Bill and I right here on Thunder Country.
See you there. Night.